Blog Talk Radio.
I'm wondering, do you ever have to lay awake and cry all night long? Tell me, won't the Lord help you win this fight? All you got to do, y'all, is just go, go.
Amen, amen. I read Sister Mary, I'm about to be the prayer warrior today by myself.
Praise.
You ain't going to say nothing. Thank you.
Praise.
Thank you. Come on in there, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Debo usually will text me and let me know when he's not, you know, going to be late coming in. But first, I'd like to give honor to God.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry, T.
I reckon Brother Tim over there picking a nap. I reckon he forgot to hit the one button, too.
Actually, Brother D is up here in Indiana. Yeah, I just
Praise God. It was no problem. I was prepared to do it. Me and you could have did it. We done did it without them. They done both slid in and out of them.
Amen. But you know something? When my brother hit me, asked me was I joined, I'm like, always, I may be a little late. I even thought about the time because I'm thinking I'm an hour ahead. And it's 5 o'clock and I didn't even know it. But happy ever the Lord is always able. And we just thank God for my auntie and Brother Dog being prepared to go on in the name of Jesus in our absence. But we thank God that we're able to attend. So I say again, good evening, my sisters and brothers. Brother D is so sorry that he's finally late. Amen, amen. We're not going to even hold you long today. I'm going to ask Brother Tim if he would lead us in prayer. We really need one now because we're running late tomorrow. It's to the Lord's house. Brother Tim, if you could,
please
lead us in a word of prayer. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this show. We thank you for the participants who are your people, Lord. Father, we thank you for being our God, and we just ask that you would bless us with wisdom, understanding, comprehension, and revelation of your word. We ask that you would just continue to just keep us and use us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank Brother Tim for a word of prayer, and we thank God. We're not, Brother D, not going to be before you alone. We're going to ask Sister Marilyn to get ready to come. I just want to ask you all a simple question before I step out the way. If the Lord show up in your life today and tell you that your time has come, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you ready to go stand judgment now? Have you done what you should have done? Which, you know, I heard Brother Steve Harvey say something that sticks with me. He says he really wasn't concerned with the birth date. He wasn't wasting much time worrying about the death date. But it's that dash in between that the Lord is going to be concerned with. See, first of all, God knows your birthday before you get it, because he knows who your mom and your dad are going to be before you even get to know each other. He know your death day because it's already been preplexed in the word before you even came on this earth. It's already been foretold. So those days he already know. What did you do with the dash in between? Did you give the Lord some of your time? did you allow Satan to rest, ruin, or bide all the days of your life? So as I prepare to get out the way, I ask the question again. If the Lord call you today, are you ready? So I heard Brother Dog say something when I came in late. He said that Brother Tim and Brother D late, he said, but Sister Mary, we were, you know what I'm saying, not him or not her. He said, but we was prepared to go on without him.
Mm-hmm.
So are you prepared to go home and meet your maker? Are you prepared to go home and meet your Lord and Savior? So you got to stand before him, brothers and sisters, one day. Contrary to what man may believe, what man have told you, that you're going to live on, you're going to live on until he calls you. The Bible has instructed
Amen.
Man that the last sin on this earth is death. It's after death come the judgment. Are you ready? That's all, brother. Amen. You want today. Are you ready? And if
Amen.
You're not ready, there's a way to get ready.
All
now,
right,
I like the way the Lord do things. He left
all
nothing
right.
for you to be able to say that I didn't know. If I had known. Lord, you didn't tell me. He took all that out the picture for you. He left you a way to get ready. And then he left you a way to
yes,
stay
he
ready. See, he told you if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that's your getting ready part. Then he told you to pray constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you should never cease from praying. See, that's your staying ready part, because death is coming.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Death's going to knock on your door one day. Amen. Amen. Sister Mary, would you come on, please? Come on, Sister Mary.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for Brother D, Brother Dog, Brother Tim. Today, I truly give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one at the sound of my voice. I thank God for being here, thanking and praising God for life, health, and strength, thanking and praising God because He's so merciful. He is so good. He's just everything. I mean, we got God. We don't need anything else. And I just thank God for this day. We're going to talk briefly on the First Kings 18th chapter, began around the 17th verse, and I'll be skipping throughout this chapter, so I won't hold you too long. But we're going to use for a thought, thou shalt have no other God before me. And that is the verse that God has in the Bible, thou shalt have no other God before me. And as I was looking at this and preparing today, I was looking at why are we dumb enough to be in competition with Almighty God. So we're going to talk a little bit today, about the prophet Elijah and Baal. So now I want you to understand who Baal is. And this comes from...
You got a good one.
This comes from, I'm going to read you the 12th and 13th verse, and I'm explaining to you who Baal is, but this is the 12th and 13th verse of the second chapter of Judges. It says here, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and brought other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. Now, all the things that God had did for the children of Israel, they forsook God. They forgot all the things. They forgot how God had brought them out of Egypt. They had forgotten how God had even parted the Red Sea to get them out of Egypt and to stop Pharaoh from killing them. For he killed Pharaoh's army. They forgot how God rained bread from heaven. They forgot how God sent the fowls of the air to feed them. They forgot all about God when they had someone else worshiping and praising another God. Now, Baal is a false god. And I was thinking idol god, but it is a false god. And this includes, in serving Baal, this includes sacrificing animals, male and female prostitution, and sometimes even sacrificing humans. In other words, your mind is so far away from God, you have allowed other people to convince you to serve a God that you don't know anything about. That's the thing. So, First Kings, the 18th chapter and the 17th verse said, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Now, this is the first time that Ahab have ever met Elijah. But see, Elijah telling the people about God, and at that time they would use the word Yahweh. And they was he was turning the people away from Baal, this old false, this old phony, this is so-called God that is no God.
Tell it.
People are so set in their mind to believe any and everything that is not of God. Anything comes their way, they are set, they ready to accept and believe. But Ahab asked him the question, are thou he that troubleth Israel? Now, Elijah suddenly appeared on the scene. Some think he might have been an angel that walked the earth. But either way it go, he was sent by God to remind man of God. because man is so easy to forget the goodness of God and turn and go the other way. Okay, now, and Elijah was around during the time of Ahab the king. Now, anybody who reads that Bible knows that Ahab is the one that was married to Jezebel. So he was upset because Ahab, in his mind, Ahab was concerned that Elijah was causing the people to turn away from the way that he was teaching them to worship. Now, we're talking about the children of Israel. You still had a remnant that believed in God still. But you had so many that didn't believe in God. So Ahab was upset with Elijah. And he asked the question in verse 17, "Are thou he that troubleth Israel?" So Elijah answered him in verse 18. He said, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandment of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam." So Elijah was not sitting down taking what he said. You're a man of God. You're going to stand up for God regardless to what anybody say to you. So now, Elijah looking at him, you said, "I'm troubling God." This all started from you and your father's house. Because all the high places that was worshiping Baal, his father, had calmed down. But Ahab went right behind him and put it back up. So it's just funny how people come up against God and knowing who he is, knowing the things that he has done, knowing all of this, they still come up against God. He says, "Now, therefore, send and gather to me." This is what Elijah was telling Ahab. He said, "Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophet of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." Now, God has sent Elijah to Ahab because it hadn't rained for 3 years. So God sent Elijah to Ahab to let Ahab know that it was going to rain. He was going to send them rain. It was no longer going to be a drought. But now you look at the works of Satan. They don't worry about it. They don't care about what God will do for them. They so against God, they can't accept him or the thing that he do. And it's funny because you find this back in the book of Kings, back in 900 B.C., before the death of Christ, and this is still happening today. So you think after all this time, people would do better. People would think better. So Elijah decided that they will have a competition between him and the prophets of Baal. So we're going to go on down because I'm not going to stay with you long. I'm not going to teach this lesson like I normally would. Okay, Elijah, now skip down to verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long? How long have ye between two opinions? If God be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people didn't answer a word. Now, Elijah was at the point that you are falling behind a false God, a phony God, a made-up God. And during this time, because of the drought, this Baal God, this phony God, was supposedly have been the chief storm God. The chief storm God. Now, Baal did not cut the rain off. It didn't stop the rain. God shut the rain off because of their disobedience. God get tired. He get upset with the way we do things. And yes, he'll let things happen to us. And he does that not because he enjoys it, but he does it so we will turn back to him and get back on the right track. And that's what he wanted the children of Israel to do. He wanted them to turn to him and get back on the right track. So Elijah asked the question. He said, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Glory be to God. You know, and that reminded me when Jeremiah said to the children of Israel, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And what Elijah was standing up here saying, no matter who you all serve, I'm going to continue to serve God. He was not turning away from God for anything and anybody. And Elijah at that time thought he was the only prophet of God there. But he said in verse 22 unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophet are 450 men. Find later in the Bible when God was talking to him, he told him, I have 150 people who never bow their knees to Baal. Glory be to God. But at this point, Elijah kind of felt like he was standing alone. But you know, this job was for Elijah alone. See, when God sends somebody up against this kind of spirit, he needs a strong person. He needs somebody, Brother D, that's going to stand no matter what happens. Brother Tim, he don't need somebody that's going to turn around and go back. He needs somebody who's gonna stand, who's going to be brave, who's going to be determined, and most of all, somebody who know when God tell me to do something, that it has already been taken care of. And the only thing you have to do is go and do the will of God and watch God's will materialize, watch God work in you doing his will. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve this same God that Elijah served back before the birth of Christ today. And his power does not diminish. So we got to understand, God's power doesn't fail. God's power doesn't weaken. That same power is still as strong today, Brother D, as it was during that time. So what did Elijah say? He said to the people, the children of Israel, Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your God. but put no fire under it. Glory be to God. Now, for the people to be so dumb to do this or even to accept this challenge, they didn't have the faith in God that they had when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Why would you set a challenge against the Almighty God no matter what you're doing? That's not a challenge that anyone in their right mind would accept. So basically, this was a contest between God and Baal. God being God Almighty and Baal being nothing but a name that can't talk, can't do anything, but the children of Israel was so taken with this false God and what they was hearing about this false God, they forgot all about the God that was actually working for them. Glory be to God. Just like us. God bring us out from dirt. Bring us out from laying in an alley. Bring us out from on the side of the street, no food, no water, no nothing. And as soon as he put us on our feet, what do? We turn our backs on him. We're not appreciative until, and we're appreciative as long as God doing it. But once we think we can make it on our own, we turn our backs on God. There at no time can we make it without the Almighty God. I don't care how good you're looking. I don't care how well you set up. I don't care how many houses, how many cars, how many jobs that you have. I don't care what you have. You still cannot make it without God. Realize it. God gave it to you, and God can take it away. But we seem to forget about God and what he does for us day by day. Brother Tim, he wake you up this morning and you're able to breathe. You're able to look around and see your family. So we serve an awesome and a mighty God. So then he said, call ye all on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now that goes to show you how the people had completely forgotten about how the type of God that they serve, had forgotten about how God had carried them through the wilderness, forgot about all God had done, just like we do. When we think we have made it, we turn our back on God, we stop going to church, we want to drive our car around, we want to cut up, we want to go crazy, we go everywhere but to church. If that car can take you to another state, it can take you a few blocks to a church. Glory be to God. If God wake you up every morning, why would you open your mouth and begin to serve an idol God, a God that can do nothing for you but help to send your soul to hell? And that's all in your mind, because all these gods that we make up are just phony things. We put everything above God. We put our children, we put our friends, we put everything before God. And God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. But yet, we put anything and everything before God, not even considering the consequences of what we are doing. not even considering the consequences of what we're doing. Because if we did, we wouldn't do the things that we do. See, Elijah walked up right before God. He wasn't just a man. That man was anointed and had power. And the thing is, we can have that power as well. We can have that power if we're willing to trust God, if we're willing to walk up right before God, if we're willing not to turn away from God. We can have that same power through faith if we only believe. Then Elijah said, and Elijah said into this verse 25, unto the prophet of Baal, choose you one bullock and for yourselves and dress it, for ye are many. Call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it. And they called upon the name of their God. Listen at this now. This is going to show you what type of God they got. They called upon the name of Baal from morning until evening. To the afternoon, they continued to, well, until noon, they called upon Baal. And listen at this. They cry in there, oh, Baal, hear us. But see, Baal couldn't answer them. Baal couldn't talk back to them. So they had no answer. And they began to leap up on the altar and just do crazy things, calling on their Baal. So when Elijah got tired of it in the afternoon, he began to mock them. He told them, cry louder. But he is a God. Either he is talking or he is pursuing other things, or he is on a journey and pre-adventure. He's sleeping and must be awakened, because Elijah knew that they was not called upon the true God. Elijah knew there was no other God that could help them but the God that he served, the same God that we serve. And they began to cry loud, and they got knives and began to cut themselves. Now, does it take all of that for us to reach God? No. So if it take all of that for you to reach your God, then you don't need that God. They began to cut themselves and began to cry and scream and fight and do everything that they could. So when Elijah had enough of it, he told the people, come to me. So what he did, he dressed his bullock. He put him on the altar. And he had them to pour water. He sent them three times to pour water. Pour so much water, it ran into the trenches around the altar. And then he began to call upon the living God, the God that actually could answer, because the God that the children of Israel and Ahab was serving, he was not a God. It was not a God. It was just a name they had given. Baal, Astaroth, and all that, the God of the sun, the God of the moon. When you think about it, who made the sun and who made the moon? There is no God of the sun. There is no God of the moon. Our God is God of everything and everybody. Glory be to God. So he said to the, he told them on verse 43, he said, go. Oh, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Okay. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, which is Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. So he was letting God know, I know I'm not doing this of myself, but I'm doing this at your word. And I'm willing to stand here, and I am standing here trusting and believing your word is true, and whatsoever you say will come to pass. Then he said in verse 37, he said, hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. I'm going to read that because I didn't read that right. Hear ye, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. In other words, even though when we walk away from God, turn away from God and begin to serve other things, God is still standing there with his arms outstretched. God still will make a way for us because he loves us so much. He don't want us to be lost. He does not have to run behind us. He didn't have to run behind the children of Israel the way he did. Glory be to God. He sent Elijah to prove to the children of Israel exactly who he was. God did not have to prove anything, but because of the love that he had for us, he sent Elijah to prove. And as soon as Elijah got the word out, he said, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. And the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trenches. Glory be to God. What other guy could do that? What did Elijah say? He said, don't set no fire under it. He said, now you call on your God, and when you finish, which he gave them all day long to call on their God, a God that couldn't answer, a God that was no God, a phony God. But when Elijah began to call on God himself, when he began to call on God, see, it is that faith that reaches God. Elijah had that faith because he knew God, who God was. He knew the power of the living God. So when God set down the fire, he not only burnt up the sacrifice, he burnt the wood. He burnt the stone. Look at Jesus. He burnt the stone. And he even burnt the dust on the ground. And then he turned around and licked up the water that was in the trenches. Glory be to God. That's enough to make you fall on your face, on your knees, and say, God, forgive me. Glory be to God. They should have been, everyone there, including Ahab the king, should have been on his face worshiping, praising God, and asked God to forgive me. Glory be to God. And when all the people saw it, now Ahab didn't, but listen to this in verse 19.
Look what the people did.
When all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, the Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. Glory be to God. Look at this. God brought his own self back to their remembrance, and he didn't have to do it, but he loved them so much, he sent Elijah to turn them back to him, and they all the works of the living God, and all they can do is fall on their face and say, the Lord, that God, he is the Lord. He is, wait a minute, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. There is, see, things like this, turning away from God this way, it brings God to jealousy. God get upset, we get jealous because we have taken our mind off of him, Brother D. We have taken our heart off of God, and he get jealous, and he let things happen to you. Glory be to God. He sent that drought 3 years ago. He sent that drought so that they would turn back to him. But they didn't do it. But they didn't do it. But then he showed his power through the prophet Elijah. Okay. Then Elijah said, take the prophets of Baal, take them to the brook Kishon, and slew every one of them. Kill every one of them. Glory be to God. Because these people, the prophets of Baal, had turned God's people away from him. As we do today, we listen to all of this junk and mess on that TV. We listen to people in these strange churches, and you do have people in strange churches. And we turn away from God. We willing to believe. We willing to believe any and everything that they say. We don't want to hear what is right. We want to hear what is wrong. Glory be to God. We want to hear anything that will turn us away from God. Anything. Even after all the things that God has done for us. And you know, I thank and I praise God, glory be to God, that, you know, all we got to do is keep our
Come on, what happened, Sister Mary? Pick it up, fellas. Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
You got to stay steadfast and unmovable. We got to stay steadfast and unmovable. We got to, no matter what we go through, Brother Tim, Brother Dahl, I don't care what we go through, how hard it might get, we still got to have our trust and our faith in God. You have to think, when you're going through stuff, when you're going through hard times, whether it's physical, I don't care what it is, even if your house burned down, even if you don't have no food to eat, you got to still know that you serve a God that can give you the food you need. You got to still know that you serve a God that can put you in a house and you won't have to pay a penny. Glory be to God. But we choose to cry and whine and turn our back on God. Let us think back when we go through things. Let us think back. Let us think about what we're going through. Now, what we go through is nothing compared to what Jesus went through. See, Jesus took the bulk of our problems, took it up on his shoulder. Glory be to God. I'm talking about a man who knew no sin. He took our sin, which was not just a little. He took our sin and nailed it to the cross. He took the beating for us. So while we're sitting whining and complaining when things don't go right for us, let us begin to praise God and praise our way out of it, because you can do it. While you praising God through this hardship, glory be to God. While you saying, thank you, Jesus. People might look at you crazy. This person's house burned down. He's sitting up here hollering, thank you, Jesus. Glory, that's what God wants you to do. Praise him through it. So you can see him. You'll get a chance to see him set you back on your feet, set you on solid ground, and do things for you that you had never seen before. We serve an awesome God that can do anything because he loves us.
Anything.
Not because he has to, but because he wants to. He wants to. He's showing his love for us. So let's not turn away from God. And if you have turned away from God, get on your knees and ask God's forgiveness. Glory be to God.
You can turn
See,
back.
God sent Elijah there to tell Ahab he was going to let it rain. It's going to rain. But Ahab had so much hatred for Elijah, saying that he's the cause of the problem that the children of Israel is going through. But no, Elijah wasn't a problem. Ahab was the problem. Glory be to God. But you know what? God still loves you. He still loves the children of Israel. Verse 43, Ahab had went up. Verse 43 says, and Elijah said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again. He sent him seven times. See, that's what you call perseverance. That's what you call not giving up. He sent him seven times. And then it came to pass on the seventh time. See, we have the attendance, Brother D, of giving up. See, we send somebody a couple of times, we're going to say it ain't going to happen. But see, Elijah, when God spoke to him to do something, he was so sure God was going to do it, he sent the man back seven times. And on that seventh time, he came back and he said that he see a cloud the size of a man's hand. That a small cloud. At first he didn't see nothing. But he came back. He said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. But see, you look at the faith. See, see, God works by our faith. Look at the faith now. Just that cloud alone.
That moves him.
Just that cloud alone, just a little cloud the size of man's hand, Elijah said to his servant, he said, go up. He said, look, wait a minute. Okay, after the seventh time, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting excited now. When he told him he'd see a cloud the size of a man's hand, he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare the chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. Just by the cloud the size of a man's hand. And all the problems that he was having with Ahab, what'd he do? He warned him because you know why he warned him? Because God told him to let Ahab know it's going to rain. Glory be to God. So, once again, God says, thou shalt have no other God before me. So, we have to be careful. Don't you ever think that you can get so hard-hearted and defy God for so long that he won't take you off the face of this earth, because he will. God can do whatsoever he wants to do. So God, listen, God humbled himself and put up with us. He humbled himself and let his son die. So what is wrong with us that we can't serve God the way we need to, the way we should? Glory be to God. You know, the power that the saints of God should have, they don't have because they don't have the faith. Glory be to God. And I'm going to say that
don't
again. You hear
faith.
Me, Brother D? You hear me, Brother Tim? I
don't
said
have the, faith.
The power
don't have the faith.
That the saints of God should have is because they don't have any
don't
faith,
have the
so
faith.
They don't have any power. Because if you have the faith in God, when you speak, it shall come to pass. We should pray for more power, Brother D. We should pray for more boldness, Brother Tim. We should pray that God live within us every day. Don't leave us for a minute. Let us walk in the Spirit every day of our life. For if you walk in the Spirit, Brother D, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And it's not just with women, but that's wrong during period, no matter what it is.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. We have got to have that power, that mindset that Elijah had. God said, do it, and I'm going to do it. And he stood there among all those prophets and did what God say do, and look at the power of God. Out of all those prophets standing there, Elisha said, go get them all and kill them. Because they don't serve the living God. They don't serve the Lord God who made heaven and earth. Glory be to God. We should pray to walk in that type of power rather than set up and get involved in so much different stuff. Glory be to God. We can't get involved in a lot of stuff. If you want to do the will of God, don't be wishy-washy. Don't try to serve God in some other God you got on the side. What did God say, Brother D, in Revelation?
That's what makes him jealous. So make him jealous,
he
right?
He said,
there.
"You
jealous.
Either be hot." He said, "I'd rather have you hot
or cold."
Because if you're lukewarm, he'll do what?
I will not have you lukewarm. I'll spit you out my mouth.
Yes. Spit you out here. Spit you out. Glory be to God.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
That is the God that
yes,
we serve. Glory be to God. And see, once we get to know God, oh my God, that living water began to flow in your belly. So glory be to God, because you follow God so closely, he will begin to work in you. Glory be to God. See, he's not a God of confusion. He's not a confusing God. He didn't even send Elijah there with confusion. He already had it laid out what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, and when he was going to do it. And that's the same with us. He has it laid out, Brother D, what he going to do, what he want us to do. All we got to do is open our eyes, open our mind, and let him tell us. And when he tells us, let us follow. The song says, where he lead me, I will follow. And that's what we need to do. Where God leave us, I will follow. Let us stop trying to walk straddle the fence, because walking straddle the fence is going to send our souls to hell. God said, I'll not have you lukewarm. You're going to either be hot or cold. You're going to either know who you are or you don't. And you can't say, I didn't know God. I didn't know. I did not. Yes, you know. Because the word is preached continuously, constantly.
The word is
glory be to God. And we listen to it day by day, and it bounce right out of our head. As soon as somebody come along and say hello, what we heard the word of God today, it didn't sink in. We going to do something else. But anything of that world, you'll remember it. But what you need to remember is anything of God, whatsoever thus say the Lord. We got to walk upright. We got to walk upright, brother and sister. We got to get ourselves out of that street and live according to the will of God. Read your Bible. Don't let God come back and find you slothful. Find you not in his will, not even want to be in his will. Whether you are saved or unsaved, you still got to go to judgment. You're going to be judged. And it's too late to say, Lord, I'm going to do better. It's too late. It's right now. It's the time. While the blood is running warm in your veins, right now it is the time to get that life in order. It's time for us to look up and not look down. It's time for us to do the will of God. It's time for us to repent. I don't care about what you think you done did. Repent to God. Tell him about it. He already know. He just wanted to hear it out of your mouth. For you asking him to forgive you so that he can forgive you. God loves us. So let us not sit up day in and day out doing the will of God and turn around and go back out in that street and do everything that is against the will of God. Because God is not pleased with that. He said, I'm a jealous God. And when he say he's a jealous God, he don't be playing. That is against his will, he get jealous because we are his children and he will let things happen to us. And that includes death. He'll let you go through things that's so rough that you'll say, oh my God, I wish I was there. So don't suffer. You don't have to suffer that. Just hear the word of the Lord. Because I'm going to tell you, this prophet, Elijah, he was one powerful, powerful, powerful prophet. And when he got tired of fighting with the people, I'm going to show you how good God is. Because he sent this man to earth. When he got tired of fighting with the people, he went and sat on a juniper tree. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't drink. But you know what? God loved that man so much, he sent an angel to feed him. And he told God he was tired. You know what God did for him? Goes to show you how much God loves you. He sent a chariot of fire and took him back up to heaven. God is mindful of us. God is mindful of us, brother and sister. God is mindful of us, our want, our needs, our desire, and who we are. We got to be children of God. We got to be children of God. So I truly hope I said something today. Something today that reached somebody's heart.
Amen.
God didn't give me this message in a preaching form. He wanted me to teach it so people can see and understand his mercy. His power, how powerful he is. Because you think about it, they calling on Baal, God could have rained down fire and wiped them all off the face of earth. He could have called an earthquake and opened up the ground and swallowed them all up. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He sent Elijah to turn them back to him. Sometimes things happen in our life for us to come to ourselves and recognize God and turn back to him. And you say, turn back? I'm not even saved. Well, God made you. You was his from the time you started breathing, from the time you was even put in your mother's womb. You was his even before he sent you into your mother's womb. So he wants us to turn back to him. Just look at the childhood he brought us through, be it bad, be it good. Even if it was bad, think about it. God could have let you die, but he didn't do it. If it's good, look at the goodness he did for you. He could take that goodness away from you. So let us think on what it's going to take for us to get ourselves together and serve God. Only thing it takes is perseverance and determination. Determination. Amen. You can say, I'm not going to do this again. I mean, and say it from your heart and fall on your knees and talk to Jesus. You know the thing. It didn't left you. Even you don't even realize it. But he got to see the sincerity of our heart. So I thank God for this day. I thank God for this message. It wasn't a shouting message, but it was a message that we need to hear. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service back into the hand of Brother V.
Amen. 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 I hope and trust that you all bear with me for a moment while I'm on this highway still in this truck, but the Lord is able. I hope and pray that someone heard the message today, that it will rain down on someone's head and travel on through their heart, that will make you want to turn from your wicked ways and seek God's face. You know, the message is telling you in words that God is a jealous God. God is,
yes,
he gets tired. See, he got tired.
Yes,
of Bill.
He does.
He got tired.
Yes,
Bill.
He did.
The Bible says that Baal had 450 prophets to Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
450
mm-hmm.
brothers to him. In other words, Elijah had God standing with him. Baal had nobody standing
God.
With him, even though he had 450.
Amen.
He had nobody standing with him. The Lord was so strong
Amen.
And mighty. I tell you, he told Elijah, he said, look, Elijah, he said, let them go first. Let
Amen.
Them go first. You know, in this race game that we love so well, a lot of times you will give someone the break because you just feel within your heart you're going to drive around him. Well, that's what Elijah did.
Amen.
Elijah knew within his heart he was going to drive on around Bill. Go on. And the Bible has instructed man that he called from early in the morning. Unto noonday.
Amen.
I read what she said, that they cut themselves. Now, you know, it was really crying. See, we can cry to God and don't have to disfigure ourselves. But the Bible says they was disfiguring themselves, crying out to Baal, Baal,
mm-hmm.
please let the fast rain down. Songwriter said, Baal must have been on a journey. Said, maybe he's on a journey. You call him a little louder. And they started screaming louder. But, you know, one of the things I like best about the whole sermon was that when Elijah called on his God, that the fire came.
All right, now.
And 450 of Baal men said, he is a God. See, they thought they had a God, but now they realize that Elijah, God, is a God. All the messages
to
tell your sister and brother. That our God that we choose to serve, he's a true and living God. See, everything else is
all
there.
Right now.
Oh, that's what,
all
I
right
get
now.
That. You know what I'm saying now? Every other God you serve is dead.
Mm-hmm.
If
amen,
you're not
amen.
Serving the true and living God, you're serving a dead God. Oh, you may think your money is your God is dead. You may think your
amen.
Kids are
amen.
Dead. You may think your wife
Amen.
Is dead. The only true and living God is the God Almighty himself. Oh, I enjoyed the word. I heard my teacher, when she said she has a teaching message. All messages are not a hooping message. Some are just teaching messages.
Amen.
I hope and pray that it resonated somewhere with somebody. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
I tell you all the time, I want you to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. We'll bring my brother, see what he has to say. And after Brother Tim, we're going to turn it back into the hand. But before we turn it to Brother Tim, I want to invite you all tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning, all you didn't receive today. If you tune into God's plan, I promise you, if it's the Lord's will, you'll hear another word from the Lord Almighty. Those that are troubled, some that are going through some trials and tribulations, if you tune in tomorrow evening, we have another service called The Hour of Reflection, where you can come in and discuss whatever is weighing you down, whatever is burdening you down, whatever problems you may have. If you come in, there's something in God's word. I promise you this. And you may not believe this, but I can make this promise to you. There's a scripture in God's word that no matter what you're going through, will fit it. There's a scripture somewhere in the 66 that will touch whatever is holding you down, whatever is binding you up, whatever is troubling you.
Yes, it is.
There's a scripture that has already been foretold about it. So if you can't find anything else to do, and if you have something else to do, can you please set aside same time tomorrow to come in and
Amen.
Wow, the Lord slept with us. Amen. Come on, brother. Amen. Come on, brother. My brother probably like me be talking while he on mute. I do it quite often myself, be talking through the phone while he on mute. I don't think Brother Tim is feeling too good today. So we're going to move right along. Brother Tim, are you there? In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dog. Because I truly don't want you all to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. But I tell you, I appreciate those that tune in for the service today. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Brother Dog, back in your hands.
I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear the old folks sing this song. Oh, I didn't understand what they were singing about, because I really didn't know what they were going through. But now that I've grown up to become a man, I understand what they meant when they sang this song.
Precious Lord, take my
that sort of like concludes our services for the day, but I'm a little disappointed because, you know, like I said, in this sitting, we try to hold this service down to about an hour because, you know, you, them bad boys on the other side be grabbing at my legs. But Brother D, Sister Mary, and Brother House, we always at least want to close the service out with a prayer. So that being said, I want to open your mics back up so you can rectify the problem that you didn't correct. So I'm opening your mic back up. So, you know, we're always going to close out the prayer service or the prayer hour or whatever we have. We're going to close that out with a prayer. So y'all mics are back open. So pick up where you left off, baby. You didn't do stuff, as Brother D said, you didn't do stuff in order and decency. And I'm going to tell you the truth now. Sister Mary, you out there, Sister Mary? What's Sister Mary name?
I'm here.
Brother D said. Yeah, I hear. I just wanted to make sure you were there.
Okay.
You know, Brother D don't, you know, he always say, I don't ever stop y'all. But, you know, what I do be wanting you to get to is around about an hour. Because sometimes I might have a question for you. But I'm going to say this question to tomorrow. And it's a question that's it ain't controversial. It's just an understanding question. And if y'all hadn't went this long today, I was going to ask it today, but I'm going to save it to Sister Mary and show tomorrow because that's what she's supposed to be on there for. But we do want to go ahead and close the service out with a prayer, though. So however y'all want to work that, Brother D, however y'all want to work that. I called Brother Tim. His mic is on, but he didn't answer. He might be busy or he might be sick. He seemed like he didn't feel too good today because he did the shortest prayer in the world, and he did the shortest prayer in the world. But anyway, could y'all go ahead and close us out? Yeah, close us out with a prayer, if you don't mind, and We'll pick it up tomorrow, like Brother Dick said, either in the morning or tomorrow. Yeah.
And that's right, Brother Dog. I have so much background noise. I hate to work. She overtime. Don't matter if she would whisper a word of prayer to close it and pray for my brother. I spoke to him earlier, and he really wasn't feeling well. And I'm still going in and off on mute because I got so much background noise.
Amen. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for each day. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that was listening on today. Father God, we just thank you for your blood. Father God, just continue to bless us. Keep us all covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to protect our families, Father God. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, bless the sick and shut in, dear God. Bless in the hospital room and the nursing home. Father God, bless your people all over the world, Father God. Father God, bless the people from one end of the continents to the other, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless people to come together and begin to call on you, God. Father God, we know you're evil. Now, Father God, we lift Brother Tim up to you today, Father God. Father God, you made him, you know all about him. Father God, we ask you to touch his body right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him, Father God. We ask you to heal him right now, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and we know you're able. We will forever praise your holy name. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless each and every one. Bless Brother Dog, Brother D. Father God, bless all the listeners, dear God. Father God, we know you're able, Lord, and we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for keeping your loving, protective arms around you, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus on all your people. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, Mary. Tell your sister, don't moan.
Oh, yeah.
That's yours, Sister Mary. That's yours.
Oh, yes, I know it. I heard the music.
Yes,
hallelujah, I love it, so.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't
do it. Mary, don't do it. Tell Martha not to.
You told about it, Sister Mary. I didn't know that about that one. I didn't know that about it.
Don't know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Don't
know. Oh, yes.
Detroit Friday,
dog. Detroit Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Most definitely. Okay.
I stand right up on the rock. Yes, I would. I stand right where Moses stood.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said, Mary,
Mary, don't
weep. Mary, don't weep.
Don't weep.
Tell your sister not to moan. Don't moan. Don't moan. We're going to review the story of two sisters. Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away.
That Sister Mary don't song right there. She loved that song there. I never did know nothing about that. Aretha sung that song to Sister Mary and told me about it. But that concludes our ceremony for the day, guys. And like our Brother D said, tomorrow morning on God's plan, if you decide that you want to do you up early in the morning or you just come back here at the same time, same station tomorrow, a time for reflection with Sister Mary. If you got any problems, anything you want to say, anything you want to put out, any questions you got, tomorrow, like I said, God's willing, as Brother D always said, that is true, God's willing, because we never know whether we're going to be here tomorrow. I got a question I'm going to ask Sister Mary. I was going to ask it today, but I didn't want to draw it out. It might have took a little longer. It might not even draw it out at all, but tomorrow, Sister Mary, you might as well get ready. It's a controversial question that I don't understand. It ain't nothing bad, but it's something I believe the question I'm going to ask everybody going to want to hear. So if y'all ain't doing that tomorrow, y'all tune in tomorrow, and I'm going to put that question to Sister Mary, and if Brother House and Brother Dean, if Brother House is feeling does it and Brother Dean is on, they might can elaborate on it too, because everybody does it, including Sister Mary and Brother D, Brother Tim. The question I ask, we all do it. So that's why I'm going to ask this question, because it doesn't semi-confuse me. I know Sister Mary probably over there itching now. She's going to be thinking about it all night. Well, why don't you go and answer today? Well, I ain't going to answer today because we're a little late. We're a little late into the program today, only because, you know, it's organized that way and people expect certain things at a certain time. And you know, I could extend it if I wanted to, but I'll wait tomorrow to get on Sister Mary's show to ask that question. Because the question I'm going to ask, y'all might want to tune in and listen to it. We all do it. Everybody I know done did it before. So the question is going to be, it's not bad, but it might be controversial, but it's not bad. And I want a religious answer to that. So y'all tune in tomorrow, especially if God's willing, to Sister Mary's show. It's time for reflection tomorrow at 5 o'clock, which y'all is Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And we'll be out there with a time for reflection with Sister Mary. And I'm going to pose that question because I want to know. Don't get me wrong. It's bothering me, too. I want to answer it now. But, we've been on for a while, and I've been getting all these funny texts. And not bad texts, just, you know, they kind of anxious for stuff. I don't know what they're anxious for. As soon as I get over there and give them a chance to do what they want to do, they ain't going to have nothing to do. But with that being said, I'm going to get on out of here. Thank y'all for listening. And God bless everybody out there. And get right. That's all I can tell you, to get right. See you tomorrow. Wheelchair, come on in there before I start preaching.
Good turn. We got a few upcoming events. July, this weekend at MGMP, Mike Hill got Untamed at the Zoo. He gave away 10,000 free money, anything on the 28th. July the 17th, Jalen Jones got his first race in Phoenix City. July the 22nd. You got Under the Lights Diaper Game, that's in Kansas City. That's Pat Collins. July the 22nd through the 23rd, you got the Rumble in the Jungle in Bowman. You also got Rumble in the Jungle in Ennis, Texas. That's D&D Boys. That's Danny Boy, T-Mac, Quan, and Slam Them. They trying to get the little truck back up and running, and they will be looking for action if you know them guys like I know them. August the 5th and 6th, you got Ward 42 in Ohio. That's Young Money. Good, Randy them. You got One Shot, One Kill, MGMP, Coop Performance, and Trigger Man got a race over there in Orangeburg. August the 20th, you got the Big Payback at MGMP Slugfest Production. That's a street car race, and I think they're doing something like a four-car shootout with G-Bodies and anything on 28th, dog. And that's pretty much all that I got for right now. Besides in September, you got Dog Birthday Bash, the second weekend of September in Steele, Alabama. All right, Willie.
Wheelchair, you're getting a little bit too good and too fast at this stuff, but okay, you got a point there. You got a point.
Brook Ass Racing presents Beat the Heat. Two great days of drag racing and entertainment, September 9th and 10th at Alabama International Dragway, Steele, Alabama. Friday night under the lights, Skate Zippin' at 1 p.m., Hot Track at 4, Willie Dog Birthday Bash, performing live Friday night, the King of Trail Riding, Cedar Joe. Alabama International Dragway Steel, plus Pat Collins 28275, free entry, Outlaws, winner 5,000, runner-up 2,000, semis 500, two great days of drag racing, including Saturday, September 10th, the Daily Driver, $10,000 shootout, gate open at 12, on Saturday, track hot at 2 p.m., Beat the Heat 4, with Willie Dog on the microphone, the baddest grudge fest ever, for information, 334-791-5664, or 256-503-8096. Beat the Heat.
All right. That's what Wheelchair just said. Always in September. But anyway, Wheelchair, good job what you did, man. Good job. And if anybody got something going on there, where you at, Kid and Ricky? Where you at? Racers out there. Racers are fans out there. I need some of the racers or fans out there that don't speak up, but they be on the show listening all the time. We brought up that thing last night about if two racers get to the finals and they don't want to race each other, what could we do? I don't care about it affecting sideline gambling, because when you're gambling, you're gambling. You just bet on who you want to bet on. But in spectators, all they want to do is see two side-by-side guys going down through there. But they do want to see them go down through there. So any racists or fans or spectators out there, hit the one button and tell me what you think about if two buddies or two guys get in the finals and they say, hey, man, we ain't going to race just because they don't want to race. We just going to split the money. Tell me about that, because I think that's cheating the fans that put on a show, and I think it's cheating the promoter that paid the money for the show. So somebody tell me about that. We'll tell you and Kid Mike over, but I hear a little echo. I don't know where my echo is coming from.
Yeah, well, it really doesn't, you know, it really doesn't matter because I haven't seen pros that do it. And,
no, hold up, Kid. The pros do it, they get penalized, though. They get penalized. You know, they used to do it. The pros used to do it. You know, the pros get penalized now if they do it. They used to, you know, if they was on the same team, they wouldn't even, they would let, you know, let one of them win or lose or whatever. But they check the records and everything now, kid. Come on, kid. You ought to know that.
They don't bid more get penalized than the man in the goddamn moon. For the simple reason is.
Being so negative all the time. Why you got to cuss so quick all the time? But they do, kid. Yes, they do, kid. Yes, they do, kid. Right now, they do. They don't go down there. If they don't race each other fairly, as per se they said, they go back and check the records or something, kid, and the tuners on them and stuff, kid. They do that. Now, you supposed to know that. You the NHRA man.
No.
Bobby, anybody else know about that? Huh? Come on, kid.
I don't see John Force and Tony Petragon pull off the same shit.
They used to
and
do
they
it, kid.
Team
Tony Petragon, they used to. They don't do it no more now. That's what I'm trying to tell you, kid.
Yeah, you. What makes you think
they don't
do it now?
I've seen them let kid. They don't. If they do it now, they got a slick way of doing it. They, at least they got to go down through there.
Okay then.
Know,
they got a slick way of doing
okay,
it.
Okay, hold up, kid.
But they still do it.
Remember back in the old days? I'm gonna say the old days. Back in the old days when they used to.
Yeah.
Okay, just that John Foster. Well, you let me shut the fuck up. Let me tell you then. Hey, John Foster used to. If John Foster was in the running for the winning the thing, they would let him win and all that. They stopped doing all that, kid, because they start getting on their butt about it. You should know this. You don't know this, kid.
Okay. If you say so.
I know anybody else know what I'm talking about. Hit the one, but hit the one.
They
but,
still doing the same shit.
When the last time you know somebody beat a kid?
Now, it's been a while.
Give me that.
But they still doing the same shit.
They ain't doing it no more, kid.
Okay. If you say so.
I mean, somebody else hit the one button. Somebody that's on the phone, talk to me if they think so. Somebody help me out here, please. Somebody help me out, please. 773-3625. Brother D, what you want, Brother D? I told you about getting these conversations. Come on in there.
Hey, dog. They used to do it, but the thing is about it, you got to actually tune them motherfuckers now. You got to actually tune them bitches now. You got to go down that motherfucker track.
Why y'all got to cuss when we having a regular discussion?
I'm sorry.
You can cuss, and I'm just saying though, if we just having a regular discussion now, I don't even deserve no cussing. We cuss too much, and including
No.
Say the way you want. Say the way you want to.
What they used to do is put people up there to actually for their logo. You had a person for their logo, and then everybody start complaining about certain people winning the races. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't want to keep on seeing John Force. They didn't want to keep seeing Don Schumacher. They didn't want to keep on seeing certain people. So what they did was you have to actually tune them suckers to win the race. Now you got to actually tune them son guns. I see it like this.
Uh-huh.
Used to was a rooster.
Okay, come on. I ain't really fucking with what I'm trying to tell you though, kid, is they were doing it. Remember, you know, John Foster might be in the running for the title and all that, and they'd go up there and let him win and lay down or blow the tires and all that. You don't see that much now no more. They didn't stop doing that because they said they started penalizing the people because they was cheating the fans on seeing a good race.
Yeah, that is true, dog. But they still do it. They still do it.
But they just do it in a better way. They still race. They just
do it in a different way. They do it in a different way.
Professional way, huh?
They do it in a different way. They get out there and knock the tires off. Both cars knock the tires off. Come on, dog.
Hold up, baby boy. Somebody else talking. You need to hush when somebody else talking, just like
okay,
I did.
I'm sorry.
Okay, don't be sorry. Just do it. That's, you ain't gotta be sorry. But kids, they knocking their tires off. That's how they caught them. That's how they was catching them. They would go up there saying, "Hey, we want to see your tune up while you knocking the tires off." Now they don't knock the tires off so much now. What they do might do is they might slow the tune up down though. But they're knocking the tires off.
Mm-hmm.
They got tired of knocking the tires off now. They stopped doing that though.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, here, your mic open. Bobby, what you gonna say if you know anything about that? Mike, do you, if you know anything about it? Baby boy, go ahead.
That's what I hit the one button, dog. I was gonna say they probably still do it, but they professional. They
mm-hmm.
gonna do it
mm-hmm.
so good now where it's hard to
mm-hmm.
it's hard to pick it up.
It's hard to
they
catch.
Know
right,
they got
right.
people. They got people studying their data now. So you know this one.
Right. Yeah. Come on, baby. What you got, baby?
I ain't got nothing. I stay at the NHRA race. I'm just listening to y'all, dog. I'm just back here. I'm in the bushes.
Okay. All right. Bobby, you had something you wanted to say, Bobby? I heard you back there, Bobby. When you last, you got something you got to say. We just discussing calls.
No. Yeah. I'm just listening, dog. I just came in on what y'all was talking about. Hey, dog. I do feel like the fans are the
mm-hmm.
one that get shitted at the end because you know they
mm-hmm.
they are the people that help make this stuff happen, help pay for a lot
mm-hmm.
of these events,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
they might want to see those two. They might want to see them two cars who the fastest out of those two cars. But I mean, I think at the end of the day they'll be one.
Bobby, I'm talking to you, Bobby, and I want a real answer because I just seen a post on Facebook from a – I don't want to cuss. I didn't say I wasn't going to cuss today, but I thought I would have cussed. I didn't want to cuss. I just seen a post on Facebook from a dummy. Bobby, I'm talking to you. I want you to answer this question. Are you there, Bobby? I'm serious, Bobby. On Facebook, it's a dumb behind on Facebook saying – he don't want to. He getting tired of seeing shootouts. He want to see two jokers just F each other up. Now, what kind of dumb stuff is that? When we know, to be honest with you, for one thing, our shootouts is some of the toughest shootouts in the world. It's just like grudge matches, even though there's a shootout. Now, you know, doggone well, if he said he just want to see two jokers getting messed up, it won't be three races at the race the whole night. What you think about that, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
He talking about he don't the shootout. The shootout.
It's a damn good possibility he beat it. He's be to spend his money for nothing because any given time something happened to one of these fast ass cars.
Yeah.
Putting on the show.
Big up, big up.
The shootout is guaranteed the damn 90% of the time to get off. And to put
right.
it on a show.
Right.
Hey, Bob, I seen the same thing Dog was talking about and this is what they were talking about. They were talking about the four car shootout that was put up today. And somebody asked the question, why does everybody want to see damn shootout? Why can't two cars have their own shootout? And a fan came back and gave his response. He said, because the fan tired of getting help at the gate. that's what a fan came back and told him. I mean, it's actually, in all sense, it's the same damn thing. They just keeping their money up there to the last man there. I mean, they just run them off. You see two guys up there, they done put up the same amount of goddamn money to get to run that race. If they get paid every race, it'll be the same damn thing. They get paid every round, it's the same thing. Right. It's the same thing at the end of the day. Man, just leaving his fucking money up there to the last man try to get it.
Come on, Danny boy. Come on, Danny boy.
But listen, Bobby. When we say spectators and fans, we be on these shows, we be saying the same thing. Why so-and-so won't grab so-and-so? Why so-and-so won't grab so-and-so? They can run in a shootout, but what? We say the same thing. So those
mm-hmm.
people
no.
learn from the people that got the influence on the game. They hear from y'all.
No. That's what we saying.
No.
So, Danny boy, that's what we're saying. Danny Boy, that's what we're saying, Danny Boy. We need the shootouts because the Joker won't race each other. That's what we're saying. That's why we need the shootouts, Danny Boy. That's what we're saying.
Exactly.
I'm not saying we don't need them. I'm not saying we don't need them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying we don't need them. They both complement each other. I always said it. Bobby had a race. Shootouts didn't get off. If it wasn't for the grudge races, there wouldn't have been no races. Okay, it's vice versa. They one ain't no. To me, they both complement one another. You need both of them.
Right.
But my thing
right.
is, don't jump nobody's ass because they ask why they don't see more grudge racing when we sit up and say the same shit. That's all I'm saying. We say the
we
same.
We jump the ass. We just answering the fucking question, Danny.
Yes, we do.
The
we do say the same shit. Yes, we do. No.
I mean, that's the only
I
answer that you
can.
That's the only answer that you can give them. I mean, that's just like Mike Ray. I mean, he put the race out there. I mean, it shaped up real good. Three or four lock-ins. They ain't guaranteed, but they're locked in. You know what I mean? They got good money up there. That we put 90% of the time those races gonna happen. But if he had a shootout right along with it, there's a good possibility that the shootout going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
One would carry it away from the other.
They both complement one another. I got a race, coming up right now. I got shootouts and locked-in race. And I think I need both of them. I'm not saying we don't need them. I'm not saying nothing negative against one or the other. But the reason these people be asking those type of questions is because they didn't heard it from people that got influence on the game. But then when they say it, don't jump their ass. Yeah, when we say it,
but
on the show every day.
But let me finish.
We on the morning show every day talking about why so-and-so won't grab so-and-so. But they're running a shootout. We say the same shit.
You got it wrong, Danny Boy. We ain't saying the same thing, Danny Boy. We ain't saying it. The man that's saying it said we don't even need shootouts. You missing the point, Danny Boy. You wrong on this one, Danny Boy. The man that's saying it saying we don't even need shootouts, period, basically.
Put on a show. I mean, it doesn't make a difference how it happens as long as he gets some races.
I'm gonna leave it alone. Y'all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be the boss of most shit out, so I better leave it alone.
Oh shit.
No, motherfuckers go to the racetrack to see racing. People don't go to the racetrack just to look around and be barbecuing and all that old. They go to see racing, man. Stop it, man. I ain't going to no all this money, get gas money, gas $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon. I ain't going to no track to go not see no racing. Use common sense. You got sense and common sense. Use common sense. Yeah, you go to the track for.
So if you go to a race, man, if you go to a race and don't see no racing, there's plenty of races. You just know not to go there. You need to go somewhere else. That's how you do that.
A duh.
But you can't take one away from the other. They both are needed.
A duh.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you said some real shit. No, you said some real stuff, and I'm wrong with it. That's what you.
I'm gonna leave it alone before I bring the real bullshit out. I'm gonna leave it alone before I bring the real bullshit out. So I'm gonna leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep fucking with me, and I'm going to bring the real shit out. Now, I said I'm going to leave it alone.
I think, I mean, when I started doing racing, that's what I done. I did a little bit of denomination of all. In case I fall short on one, I pick it up on the other. And that's just the way races go. I mean, you can't guarantee and tell somebody what a man going to do with his program. But if you put your free $10,000 shootout up there, you might see a good denomination of the cars that get in there that didn't have the money or don't want to race this guy. He'll take a shot at it for a free shot. And it comes any kind of way you can get it. The event is made to put on a show, man. Cars running down beside each other for a little money.
That's right.
I mean, free
Bobby,
money.
Bobby, I agree
money,
with all that. Bobby,
money
I agree now. With all that. I agree with all that 100%. I'm not saying nobody don't need it. I'm not saying they not need it. I'm not saying none of that. All I'm saying is we just have to understand that ain't shit promised or guaranteed in this world, no matter what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
You guaranteed to leave,
ain't
them.
Guaranteed.
That's it. Other than that, ain't nothing guaranteed. So, to me, they both complement one and the other. I done seen it just as hard to get off a goddamn shootout before as it is to get off a grudge race. I done seen it all. And y'all have, too, as long as y'all been racing.
Oh, no,
now, it might be more beneficial to certain people why they always saying that bullshit, but they both need it. They both need it. And I'm just not wanting to bite my tongue when it comes to this shit. I'm going to tell it like it is. I done been to races, didn't see no goddamn shootout, but I saw plenty of grudge races. I done been to a race and saw plenty of shootout races and didn't see a lot of grudge races. I done seen both. So they complement one another.
Mm-hmm.
I done been to Trick or Treat
and didn't see no shootout. I didn't see no shootouts. You talk about
Trick or Treat ain't based on shootouts. Trick or Treat is not based on shootouts.
It don't matter. The fact of the matter is they did a lot of grudge racing over there. That's the fact. That's a fact. We can
never. That's what Trick or Treat is. That ain't no good example. That's not a good example. That's what Trick or Treat is about. That's what
it's an event. It's a race, just like it's
a race. Trick or Treat is based on grudge racing. It ain't about shootouts, Danny Boy.
That means if that's what a promoter says.
No, that means that's a bad example for what we're arguing about. That's what it means.
It is a bad example. To make his event about grudge racing, and that's what he set out to do, and he accomplished it, then that's it. So soon as another man say, well, I had a good race with doing it my way. Okay, that's his prerogative. He's running the business that weekend. He's running however he want to run it. But all I'm saying, as far as this racing go, the fans want to see shakedown. They just want to see cars going down. They want to see shootout. They want to see action. And all of the action works in together. Even the shootouts is inciting to, I mean, the shakedowns is inciting to the fans. They don't really know what's going on a lot of time.
I told you, this man missed the boat. That's what we were talking about. The man that said it, so he didn't. You missed the boat. The man that said he didn't like shootouts.
He didn't have no shootouts.
That's what we're saying. You saying the same thing we saying, but you're going the other way with it. The man that stated said he didn't want to have no shootouts.
Like,
he was trying to tell you shootouts aren't necessary.
I used to see back in the day, people.
Because what I'm trying to tell you that about it. Hold on. Let me say, because that is what I understand. He's saying the same thing we're saying. He arguing with us. We saying the man that said it said he didn't want no shootout. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You saying the same thing we're saying. You arguing with us for that. That's what I'm trying to tell you on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you answering this question.
Yeah.
But, dog, I have seen back in the day where people used to go really just to see qualifying. They didn't want to see the goddamn race.
Yeah,
they want to see qualifying.
That's when they were showing the numbers. That's when they were showing them time. They wanted to see the time. They bet on them time. They didn't care nothing about no race. They wanted to see,
Motherfucker got to fight like hell to get in. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Bobby.
That's good shit.
But now, I like Danny Boy because he don't buy the song. But Danny Boy, so what we going to do again about people that go up there, the two people at the end and won't raise for that money? What we going to do about that, Danny Boy? Danny Boy, where you at when we need you? I mean, when we want you. D-Boy.
Danny Boy?
Get him out.
They don't have to. First say they didn't split the money, but I think they should fulfill the show. I really do. I mean, because that's what the death level.
But Bobby, you just said you can't tell me what to do with my equipment, Bobby.
But I just feel like if I gave the money away, I want to see you two ass motherfuckers. I don't even know if y'all go down that backwards. But y'all got to go down there and win that money. I mean, we had that discussion before. I mean, but people do what they want.
Yeah, we did. We never got a definitive answer on that. We never got a definitive answer on that.
Mike said, at the end of the day, you still got to pay them their money, but they still got to do my. They still got to finish my race. I mean, I don't give a fuck if you don't. I don't give a fuck if y'all don't go up and down on the power. You got to go in there and take the tree. Now, if you back out, that's fine. Then the fans will see that you had the problem. It wasn't a promoter problem. I feel like you ain't winning. You don't win my motherfucking money
people,
until you get down there.
We had two people with a substantial pot. Two people with a substantial pot. We had two people with a substantial free entry pot. They didn't even take the. The last two people didn't even race. They just split the money. They didn't even race. And it was
I'm gonna ask you one question. What position was they in? They were in the semifinals, right?
No, the finals. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, they never determined the winner, right? They still stuck in the finals. It's like I could say, fuck them, disqualify both of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Bobby. We never got the definitive answer.
I would love for them to fulfill. I would love for them. It's like they want me to get them their money. I want them to do my race. Can't nothing to do the race. Right now, you ain't crossed the finish line to win my goddamn money as a winner. You can't do. You can't
say,
"Well,
hell,
oh God, well, fuck it, man."
Are you gonna pay them or not?
That's what I'm saying.
What you gonna do? What if they said they ain't gonna do it? They not gonna go down. What you gonna do then, Bobby?
So I'm asking you. Okay, I'm gonna answer that question. But I'm asking you a question. What if they get down to four cars? Oh, fuck it, man. We ain't going to run each other.
Bobby, quit changing the scenario after the first scenario we got.
What I'm saying is you can't just quit. You just can't quit the goddamn race.
Bobby, slow down, Bobby. That's all I'm asking you. They did do this. It's the last two people to be in the finals. They did not go out. They didn't even crank their car to go to track or nothing. They just split the money. They didn't go. I'm asking Bobby, what do you do? That's what I'm asking you, Bobby.
Let me ask you this. Was the track messed up?
Bobby, I'm telling you, you just want to keep changing the scenario. They just didn't want to go. They just wasn't going.
Mm-hmm.
They was buddies. They say they got spend the money. We don't want to race. Yeah. That's what I'm asking
you about. I don't know what I did in that situation. I don't know. Sure. I mean, that's a hard pill for me to swallow because, like I say, you ain't crossed the finish line. Win no money.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers
say
like in quality.
What made it so bad, Bobby? What made it extra bad? It was a free entry one with a pretty big pot, Bobby. It was free entry. You were getting away free money, Bobby. It was free entry in a big pot. And they said they basically said, F it, we ain't running, we just gonna split the money. And they did. Didn't run nothing. Didn't even pull up there, didn't crack up, didn't even try to come around and do nothing, Bobby.
I have seen them in NHRA make them take the tree and they can cruise on down the goddamn road.
That ain't NHRA. Hey, y'all stop. Well, y'all stop changing the scenario to fit it.
I'm just saying, I see them with Russell for them to take the I'm just telling you what I see. I want them to take the tree. I don't give a fuck if they don't do nothing but go down side by side.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that. I don't know what I see.
We ain't asking for how you feel. We asking for some kind of meeting.
I think that's a good way for you to feel, Bobby, especially if you're throwing the race. Because if they just going on take the tree and cool down there, at least the fans won't think Bobby them bullshit. They'll know them two motherfuckers them bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just back it up, Slim. Just like, okay, these motherfuckers just don't feel like, oh, we just take the money. Well, they get out to the last four cars. Hey, man, look, we ain't going to do no more race. We done made it four rounds. Y'all need to give us our money. Man, get the fuck out of here. It's the same thing. I mean, you got 16 cars, 12 cars, or 16 cars. Hey, you run 16, 8 left in the zone.
You can split
the money, but you still got to run the race. We got to finish the race, man.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You
got to break the beam.
Let me ask him in another way, since I understand. Ain't nobody wrong. I'm just kidding. I don't know why everybody getting upset and hollering. I'm just saying. I just asked the question calmly. What's the repercussion if we don't take the tree, don't roll down the tree? What's the penalty? What's the penalty if I don't do it, Bobby?
I ain't coming to your motherfucking race no more. I ain't coming to your spectator.
Like Flynn just said, why penalize the promoter just because the race didn't want to go down? You can't penalize the promoter not go to his race just because the damn race didn't want to go down.
Can you look at it like this, though? If you called them up there for the finals, don't you got a time to count their ass out?
Bobby, we did that. They didn't come.
They can only get a percentage of the money. Y'all didn't finish the race. That's
what I'm saying, Bobby. Give some kind of. What's penalty if they decided not to even go up at all? Give some kind of penalty or were they going to suffer for something?
Yeah.
What kind of penalty are they going
to
suffer?
You don't deserve to get it all. You did not finish the race. You was not a winner, and you was not the runner-up at this point in time. Because y'all ain't made it to that point. Both of y'all here. Y'all in the same position. If we don't have a winner, we don't got to run up. So I'm going to play y'all the last round. That's it. You got to take the tree, dog. This is my show. Don't make me look like an asshole. I'm giving you all this money. I mean, don't work me and don't pay me. You work the hell out the promoter. Now you fuck. You want to get paid.
It's a free motherfucking shootout. And you can't goddamn take the motherfucking lick? Man, bullshit.
Well, that's like Danny Boy said before.
Like Flynn said, baby, you can't say, down, Bobby, man, that's messed up. You didn't do that. You can't fault his promoter because Flynn and me didn't want to go out that race. You can't fault him.
No.
But we need to have some kind of penalty for people that do
that. That was
what Danny was saying. Danny wasn't trying to be harsh with it. He just kept it the truth. And my thing is this here. I'm not coming in there. I'm going to an NA tirade race, and they ain't got no fucking races. What the fuck am I going there for? It don't make common sense.
If y'all decided to spend the money, you didn't run the finals. You didn't run the finals, dog.
It don't make no difference whether you run the finals. Okay, Bobby, that's what I'm trying to say. Somebody just said the same thing you said.
Okay, keep saying the same thing then, so it doesn't make a difference.
Bobby, I'm just asking a different question. Okay, I'm asking different questions because you keep giving me different answers, Bobby. I didn't say nothing. I'm the one trying to ask for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all getting upset just because we having a discussion and y'all getting mad.
I'm not getting out of the way. They didn't run the finals for me, and I feel like we're going to have a problem about the money because you ain't getting the money until you run the finals.
Okay. See, all I'm saying is if somebody decides to do it, what do we need to do? I'm trying to help the situation. Y'all jumping on me like I'm the one saying it's okay to do it. Let me give you an example. Let me answer, Bobby, because we got people that's listening. They're on the Internet. Okay, let me. See, now, somebody just said, well, won't you just pay it like it's in four places? We did. $7,000 for first, $2,000 for second, $5,000 for third. Okay, we do that. But see, the last two people, they got $7,000 for first and $2,000 for second. They don't care. They're going to take their $9,000 and split it $4,500 apiece. They ain't even going to go up there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what they be doing.
But I ain't fucking with you. The promoter look bad because all my fans hasn't paid all his money. They gave me the money to pay you all. They sitting here waiting on the fucking finals to happen. And the finals didn't fucking happen. Who win the $10,000?
Exactly.
Who win the $20,000? The fans did not say what the fuck
they
came
to see. Until you set the table. Bobby's setting the table. That's all he's doing. He's setting the table.
Hold up, guys. We're out of time, please. Okay. We got all night to discuss this.
Go ahead, dog.
I'm just saying. No, okay. We got. What I'm saying is Bobby can set the table just like he did. I agree. Everybody that has said something, I agree. We said in the draft meeting before our meeting with every Mackey race, you got to race for this money. Everybody in the meeting said, okay. Then they get up there at the finals and don't do it. That's my point I'm asking y'all. What you do then? Because you can't make them do it. You can't make them race.
Danny boy, you go last.
Hold up, Danny boy, you go last because we asked you the question first and you weren't even there. We wanted you to answer first and you weren't even there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask real quick. You can't go work 4 hours and expect to get paid late.
Good point.
Have a job, have money. Yeah. You do a full job, you get full pay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You quit, have
money.
You said you talked about it in the driver's meeting, and then they go up there and do just what they want to do. And that's true. It has happened many times. But they're going to continue to do it until you stop them from doing it.
That's my point. That's what I'm asking now. What's the penalty for doing it? That's all I'm asking. I'm going to tell you in the driver's meeting,
if you don't run this race, if you don't run this final, I'm not going to pay. Now, somebody's going to try to bluff it on me and try to buff me. I'm about to buff back. When I buff back, they're going to say, well, Mike, mean what he say.
That's
the next race that Mike throws, they're not going to pull that mess on him. They're going to have to take that tree. They know. Now, I heard Kia saying this earlier. NHIA don't stand for that. They don't stand for it. And when they go up there and try to do it, they, like Mike said, they know how to cover it up. So if you come up here and you know how to cover up to fool me and my fans, then more power to you. If you can't do that, I'm not paying you.
All I'm asking for is a solution. I ain't fighting nobody. You know, I'm with y'all.
Say I'm
75%.
Yeah, cut the pay then. Cut the pay. Everybody, cool out. See what I'm trying to say is everybody, ain't nobody got to get upset today because ain't nobody fighting. We trying to talk about it. Now, what about, because I done got four texts already. What about the people say, well, if they went the rounds and they earned the money, how come they can't get paid? I know you're going to say, well, they didn't go to the finals. But then if they get down there and say they ain't going to go, they did two in the finals. If they decide to split the money, we're still at the same point again. I mean, what I'm saying is we got 50% of people saying what y'all are saying and 50% people saying you got to pay them.
But here's how we're not
going
to
get
the same point. They got to the finals. They didn't run the finals. So like Bobby said, pay them up to the finals. So if they made three rounds, pay them for the three rounds they ran. If final race you didn't run, you don't get paid.
As long as you disclose that in the driver's meeting, there should be no problem.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't ever punish him. We don't punish him. We tell him, but we don't punish him.
This race, we're looking for the chick to be ran out due to the fact that if it's the weather permits or you can't run it out, yeah, we know what to do. We'll split the money. But I don't care if y'all split the money.
Right.
However you do it, but we still want a winner and a runner-up at this race. And we got to run the race. I don't give a fuck if you go down however you want to.
All I'm saying is that now when it happens, we need all this support behind it when two knuckleheads come in there and try to do that stuff. We need all y'all behind it.
The promoters, I mean, all
the
people.
Right. Anytime you spend your money, you're supposed to have an understanding on what you're spending your money on. So as long as you get that understanding.
Especially a free entry one.
I'm spending my money. And if you want to be a part of it, this is what I expect. This is what I expect for my money, and this is what the fans expect for my money. So, and that's who I'm trying to see.
One thing about it, though, all shootouts got rules and regulations. You have to abide by the rules. And once you normally do 90% of the shootouts, you've been telling them. So there it is right there. I mean, you break it down, give them the rules and regulations. If you don't meet the rules in the shootout, guess what? You can't run in the shootout. If you get down to the money and we did something that was illegal, you put out the shootout. You don't get no money. I don't give a fuck if you make 10 rounds. You bounce.
I'm like Brother Tim Miles. Brother Tim Miles always says, rules are your friends as long as you're bad by them. The rules of your race is to finish your race unless Mother Nature says something different. If they don't take that light, they did not finish the race.
Yeah.
They chose to break the
rules. I like that. I like that. They made it to the final,
but they didn't run the final. You made it. You're still in the next goddamn plan. Yes. That's like most of y'all can get counted out. If somebody pull up there and playing in that light at the goddamn thing, that man can throw both of their ass back out. You is not going down the track. Let's get in or your ass out. He going to do it.
I've seen that happen.
You have to follow the rules. Yes. Both of them playing cat and mouse on the tree.
Yep.
Nobody stays.
Back
they
out.
Ass is out. And
back
both of you is disqualified. And you ain't going to get no damn money.
I like that. I like that. I mean, but we got to start, like I said, we got to start doing it.
You
just can't let a person come in and just take over the whole goddamn shootout because, oh, it's my thing. You got to abide by my rules. And if it happened now, it's damn prone to happen again by them same two assholes that did. I can't say it's the assholes. I mean, that's just what they wanted to do. They didn't care nothing about the promoter and his show.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, I like it. We got to start doing it. But like I said, you do it one time and show a motherfucker, they'll stop doing it then.
You put the work in, I'm going to pay you for it. If you put the work in, you do half of the work, you get half the pay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, somebody else brought up another thing, and we know they're doing it, and we can't prove it, and sometimes we can't prove it. See, I'm just doing this because we got a lot of people listening that's on the internet that's sending me shit. They say, What about if a joker say he broke and we know he ain't broke? What if he used that?
What you said, dog?
Visible.
What if a motherfucker say he broke? What if he say he broke?
I mean, the other man got to go take the free.
Right. Got to be visible.
Both of them could have been broke. Both of them could have been broke, but then you go there and then make let the promoter know that.
Okay, that way, okay.
You don't have to, even though it's told to me, promoter can say something about you got to take the tree on the power.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put
right,
the rules
right.
If he's just fucking you out your money, and you got 90% of the promoter, fans, they want to pay for anything just like I just took their money and paid you, and I goddamn it, you want to act goddamn fool, no one offends my rights. That's wrong. That's
mm-hmm.
like I just said, if they stop and said, folk car, well, man, we going to split the money. We ain't going to run the race no more. We all come together. Man, you how the fuck do you think you going to take my money like this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do that. Even if y'all came together, I don't care. But you going to finish my race or you ain't going to get my money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good report.
Good point.
Now we're getting somewhere. That's what I'm saying. See, we wasn't getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about scenarios and talking about it. Now, what you going to do about
you
it if I don't do it? Get like, you tell your son to stop doggone it and playing over there in that water. He keep playing in the water. You don't do nothing but just tell him to stop playing in the water. What are you going to do? He's going to keep playing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
He'll keep playing in the water. Now, that person right there, I mean, it just needs to be known that they on some bullshit. We ain't
yeah.
got to run the final. We done made it to the final. We ain't got to run it. Well, you done made it here, but motherfucker, you ain't got the final yet.
Mm-hmm.
You done made it up here to the finish line, but you ain't crossed it yet.
Good point.
You didn't win the marathon. You got to declare as a winner in the marathon, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ain't winning a lot because you bought $1,000 worth of tickets. That don't mean a goddamn thing. you got to get the right number.
Right.
Good point.
It just needs to be brought up more often. It's a good damn topic now.
Mm-hmm.
It happened like that because I just feel like Bobby, you get it on the promotion.
It took us a while to get there, but we finally got there. I had to calm y'all down. Now you're doing. See, what I was saying, I wasn't fighting you because what you were saying was right, but we wasn't coming to no solution, though. Now we come to some solutions
mm-hmm.
now. So it took us a while to make that cake, but we finally made it, though.
Promoter got a stiff in his race now, huh?
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said, we do tell them, like Brother D just said, we tell them that. But then they
mm-hmm.
go out and do what they want, and there's no penalty for them to do that. That's what we're saying. That's
mm-hmm.
the problem. That's
yeah,
what I was saying.
Now
we get to
the front end, like Dan DeBoer
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
If you don't
yeah.
run the finals in this race, you would not get the full pay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And that's on your discretion. That's you got the ball is in your court. That don't make me no
mm-hmm.
difference. Cause my
mm-hmm.
thing,
right, right.
You gonna get the same thing. You get the same thing the semi getting. And that's it. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you left it.
If y'all pay attention, see how when we calm down and see how we did. Now, was that gonna work or not? We don't know. But that's been what's going on now when jokers do that, because more and more people have started doing that. They just want to get there and split.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people that do that. Now. More and more people doing it. So now we at least got something to go on now. It sounds good about it. Yeah.
Hey, Brodell, you know what'll make it work? See, a lot of time you have to perfect things. The first time you do it, you may not do it with the right person, so someone else will try it. But by the time you get to that second round, and I guarantee the third time, everybody will fall in line. Then everybody, no, Mike, he's not playing. He's not going to pay you if you don't come to that final. Bobby Cole not playing. He's not going to pay you if you don't come up here. You just got to do it with the right person. See, sometimes we do it with the wrong person.
I don't care if you don't do a burnout and take the tree. You've got to take the tree.
That's it. Take
y'all
the tree.
Y'all split the money up how you want
tree.
To. You take, split the money up four ways, eight ways, but y'all still got to run down
how
to the final.
Yeah. But I don't care what you do with the money once you get back to your bit. It's what you do at the staging lane. My fans paid to see this. I promoted this, and this is what you're going to give them, or else you didn't earn that pay. You're not going to get it. It's like going on a job. You do the supervisor job, but you're not the supervisor. You don't get in pay.
Hey, hold on. I got another. See what I do is I break them up with y'all. They said, what if the flyer said guaranteed purse?
It is guaranteed.
The purse
is guaranteed. It's still up there, but you ain't ran to get it. You didn't finish the race to get the purse, dog.
I'm just asking the question. It's guaranteed. Y'all first don't change. Y'all do a good asking, bro. I'm just asking if they come in, bro. That's all I'm doing.
Look, there go the finish line right there. You ain't crossed it yet. You see them lucky travelers come down the casino? All five of them in the line, one halfway. Yeah.
I like
it. All the steps on the line except one is the halfway on there.
Hey, Bobby, it's no different than Joe getting out front and blowing up. He was leading the race all the way down, and the man come ahead of him one because he blew it up. You didn't cross. I was leading. I had to race. You didn't cross the finish line.
You know in the 6th and 7th grade, you saw that turtle win the race when the rabbit ran out of gas.
Then you see
the turtle across the line.
I like it. Y'all making progress now.
You still stuck in the semis until you cross to finish the race.
You got 601-9486. Your Michael 601-9486. Your Michael with that noise back there. With that noise. Your mic closed. Your mic closed with all that noise. Go ahead.
They said, hold up, Bobby.
That's good. Now, but all promoters need to be on the same page. What they mean is, if all promoters do it, they'll stop doing this shit then. Yeah.
Yes. That's true. That's 100% right.
What if one of the cars come up there and take the line and they don't?
That's fine with me. I mean, they know the other one is the broke back. He's the winner. And the other one is the runner up.
Yeah.
Runner up broke, and the winner took the three.
And if they go there and split it, that's on them then.
That's on them, yes.
Okay.
It's their business.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be the jackass.
Yeah,
I gave motherfucker $50,000 to goddamn race, and they the last four cars said they wasn't gonna race, so they split the money. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And whoever said that about the promoters, dog, is 100% right too. All promoters need to be on board. That's how you get things done.
They'll stop doing that dumb shit.
It can be posted up. I mean, you can post it up for the next couple of weeks or two. I mean, it ain't won't hurt nothing. If it offends somebody, then so fine. But that's just the rules and regulations.
Bobby, trust me, they only listen. People listen. They only listen now. They hear.
Come on, man.
Whether they do it or not,
they'll get over it. I'm getting all kinds of good tests on it.
They're trying to cover all the bases.
I'm gonna ask you one question. If you got them on the ladder, where is they stuck at?
Wherever they stop at, that's where you pay them at.
That's where you pay them, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I like it.
They was agreeing with the ladder from the beginning. They got to agree with the ladder from the to the end. You got to don't make me look bad, and I'm out here working my ass. I might lose my money, but it doesn't make a difference. Don't treat me like an asshole.
Good report.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. It's disrespectful. It's unprofessional for a man to go
very
out there and do you like that. You gave away free money. We all work together. It's money just going from hand to hand, and each promoter's out there trying to put on a show just to make it, man. And you out there racing trying to make it. But just don't get to the bank and just, you know, you got your card up there and just take the goddamn money when you just could have put your bank account number on there and you've been through with it. There you go on to jail, man.
Right on.
Make your bed hard.
Good report, guys. Thank y'all. Y'all good support. I'm glad y'all calmed down.
You don't want me to rob you, but you're robbing me. That's what they're doing, y'all. You don't want Bobby, Bobby don't want them to rob him by not paying them, but you're robbing him by not giving his fan a complete show. You didn't spend
mm-hmm.
it on me.
Bobby Cole a dirty motherfucker. He didn't pay us. Bobby Cole gonna say y'all a dirty motherfucker. Y'all didn't finish my race.
Right on, Bobby. Right on. Right on. Right on.
Right. Well, I'm gonna pay you for you didn't finish the race. You quit on me.
Hey, Danny. Well, Danny boy. Well, Danny boy. You on there, Danny boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm right
here.
Get
together
right here, man.
Yeah, hey, Danny boy. Hey, to be honest, we asked you the question first. We wanted you to answer first, but you wasn't available then. I think Flim came on in too. But yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Really, Bodie, opened my eyes to some shit last night when he said what he said, man. He said, how hard it is to get these fans what they pay for. And then I take money and put out there, you know, to give them what they deserve. But I'm also giving you money to help me do that. But if you do a half job, you know, I'm getting fucked, the fans getting fucked, and you winning. You know, it don't work like that. We got to work together. So the race needs to be happy, promoter needs to be happy, and the fan needs to be happy. And we all know what it takes to do that. So if you choose not to do it, that's a penalty. Y'all gonna take my money, laugh in my face too, and tell me to kiss your ass. That just ain't right. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
And any business that a man runs,
the most important person in any business is the customer.
Whether you like it or not.
That's who the most important.
In order to get the paid the quarters, you got to goddamn run the quarters.
Okay, you stop right there. You stop right there and then run it. That's what you're gonna get paid. Now, if you wanna go up there and run it, then get on it. If you don't, I don't give a damn.
You made it to the final, but you did not run the final.
Yeah.
Y'all in a damn good position, but you just didn't goddamn it. You didn't make it.
You right, Bob?
That's it. And that's business, though. It's business. We all friends and everything, but this shit is business. When you get up there. It's shit business,
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, I ain't going to say what a person shouldn't do. I mean,
Hold on, Bobby. Hey, 713, that's what Bobby just was saying. He's saying if the two finalists get up there and they don't want to run, well, they get paid third and fourth place money then. That's what he's saying. If they don't get up there and run, they didn't run the finals, so they don't get finals money. That's what he's just saying right now.
They went out in semi. They get semi money. They get the same money that the man before them got. They get the semi.
And if I'm a promoter, I'm going to be laughing too because I'll save me some money. That extra money I ain't had to pay out is going to my pocket if you don't want to run it.
You don't even burn out. I ain't mad with you, Bob. I like that.
And y'all did it without cussing everybody out. We tried to get around. If the promoter did the same thing, dog.
Well, I got all the goddamn fans and I got all the money. I ain't gonna pay nobody. Now I'm finna go. What they gonna do? Talk about the motherfucker. He left and pay no goddamn body. Now you got my goddamn fans mad at me. The fans are one that paid the way, man, not the cars. The man paid you a percentage of the money to put on the show. The man got the fans pay the goddamn man to goddamn it put on the show to cover his ass in the goddamn racist too. So you got to do it, man.
Uh-huh.
So that's like R. Kelly said, first you slip, then you trip, then you fail. You all three steps, man. You got to do the right thing. We all in this shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And you trip, then you fail. Went all the way around, shit.
Nakia Devon sent me a photo.
Oh, man.
The four cars that's in there, all of them are 4-8-0. The four cars that you're showing, they are 4-8-0. All of them for you.
Who's the fourth car, dog? Who's the fourth car?
They throw Mario in there. They throw Mario in there.
Oh, okay.
They got Trigger Man, Uncle Sam, Monty, and Mario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What's that?
They were talking about, they raised something about, I think down in Dawson, some 9 to 5, some shit.
Yep.
You break it up, Bobby.
That's Mike Hill,
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Mike Hill right there in Dawson. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they talking about Friday night. Friday night, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yeah.
Don't get them sent on deposit to you, dog, after Jamie race, August 6th.
Okay. 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 Now, question just come in. What if one of the cars in that 4-car shootout break? Is the fan going to get mad and say, Where's that break, Mike? You want to answer that one, Mike?
Well, right now it's already two alternates already for that thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just work on alternates.
Mm-hmm.
Like always.
But fans got to realize everywhere these cars go, different fans want to see them at different venues that go to different tracks. Y'all gotta understand, everybody that's locking for a shootout this far in advance, it's subject that might break their car, might can't get it fixed. So the fans gotta realize they can't jump on anybody and say somebody gate hustling or cheating them if one of the cars breaks and can't make it, as long as they put another car in there. The fans gotta understand.
You know what
else
on the gate hustling thing? It's gonna always be said. As long as Ramona know he did and doing what's right, it'll help keep it to a minimum, and that's all you can do. And you go all. Every question that's asked, if you keep the mic open long enough, it's going to be a what if, and another what if, and another what if. All everyone will do is do what he can to keep it fair. That's all.
Right.
That's it.
Well, Mike is known that, I ain't trying to say it just because he's on it, because that's what me and him talked about a long time ago. If you advertise him, that's why he don't advertise grudge racing, because they might not get off. He always a little joker,
know.
If one of the cars he know can't make it. As far as I know, he done always did that. I mean, if the car can't make it, he let them know ahead of time. As fast as he know it, they can't make it. I mean, so I can't say he tried to do no undercover gate hustling stuff. If y'all call that gate hustling, because y'all got to realize every one of them cars on there got races before that race. Two or three of them, some of them do.
Right.
And they subject to break. Except they can't get past
right,
to get a break.
No, that's why like we also like that decided to do it after Jamie race. Like that Mario and Jamie running on August 6th. So hell, anything could happen there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's after that, but I don't think no other 4-8-40 shootouts after that until the end. So everybody won't put up the deposit after Jamie race.
Right. Mike, did you hear that with Bobby them and beat him and they come up with if a joker don't run the finals, just pay them down to the semis. If they don't run them, just pay them down. Did you hear that, Bob? Mike, was you off the phone?
I was on the phone, but I was dealing with some other stuff too. But But I mean, you know, everybody got good opinions. I think it just that's just something that needs, like I said, I think at the beginning of the race, I think if you get clarity with everybody that's racing, get everybody on understanding, it shouldn't be no problem. You know, I don't know how you force anything. I don't know how you can force anything because, like I said, hell, every which way I see it, though, somebody got an argument if they decide, you know, not to race. Somebody got an argument, you know. I just think you got to get an understanding.
Hey,
at the end of the day, you just got to have an understanding with your race. Yes, sir.
You know how things are forced up on a person. M-O-N-E-Y. That's how they force it.
Right.
Everything that gets forced up on you, it has some form of a financial burden. That's what we're saying. If you start hitting the pocket, you put in the front. I was expecting to win 10,000. I only won 6 because I didn't take that light. Next time, I'm going to take that light. I'm going to get a whole lot of thought to it. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Financial burden. You get a divorce, she make you pay. You have a child, she make you pay. Everything in the world is based around the All-American dollar.
As Big Ken said, Big Ken out in North Mississippi said 10, folks. Yeah, that's Big Ken. Big Ken said
that. They need another 1,500 over there and get a new set of plugs and pistons and wires.
Get Tony on there now. Just like Tony on there telling all them lies on me. Get him on there. Let me tell some truth on him by them squirting that doggone transmission fluid on that man's head or something. He didn't blow the pistol. Get him on there. Get him on there. Call every Monday morning. Big Ken, we done looked at the Rangeland, but we had it ready by Thursday for 1,500. Okay. Big Ken send them 1,500 every week. Every week, Big Ken send 1,500.
We had a long, hard week.
And all Tony was doing was buying Tyvee L transmission fluid to squirt on the headers. Yeah. I know. Get him on there and let's tell about all that stuff he do. Let's just tell him about some all that stuff he do to the man. Ran Big Ken out of business. Y'all want to slay some dirt? Let's slay some dirt. I can slay some dirt. I ain't slaying none. I ain't cussing. I slipped and cussed one time tonight. I said I wasn't cussing again tonight, so I ain't beat it for one time. But I asked the Lord to forgive me. Brother D, you better be on that show tomorrow because I got a question to ask, boy. Y'all got to straighten me up. Y'all done got me confused again.
Lord's will.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Lord's will. I'll be there.
Quiet.
Lord's will. I'll be
there. Yes, sir. Yeah, you better be there. Y'all done got me confused. Kids, I don't know. I ain't gonna say y'all. Some of y'all is on this show now. I'll be there to ask the question I'm gonna ask because the question I'm gonna ask, we all done did it. That's why y'all might want to know what it is because you know y'all knows it. So y'all might run over there and hit and listen, try to listen tomorrow too now. Because I'm gonna ask that question. I'm gonna ask that question. Yes, sir. What else we got to talk about tonight? Since everybody's in a decent mood and we can talk about some positive stuff or some, we got some kind of head start on a resolution on some of the stuff we've worried about. What else we got going on, y'all? What else we got? Hey, Michael. Mike here.
What's the difference on my location in Greenwood, Louisiana?
What you said, Bobby? What Bobby talking about?
Wow. I'm tired.
What else we got? Anybody else got? We got it. Oh, yeah. Black D. Kid, we got a remote company. We got a thing we need to clean up. I mean, I ain't trying to close the show, really, but you know me. I ain't going to drag it if we ain't got anything. Anybody, we can call some drama. Anybody got any drama they want? Any dirty draws they want to throw out there?
Oh, man, not the dirty. You got to get Trick-a-Leak on.
She's taking a hot shower with her husband out tonight on cocktail.
Oh, man. Not in the hot tub.
Tonight is not to get him a little bit. So, you know, she got to be.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Cowboy getting ready to go to Jimmy getting ready to go to California. They finna go out there to California.
Yeah, man.
I hope they don't get
6 o'clock, Thursday morning.
You got the itinerary already, kid?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you be on it, don't you, kid?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
sir. Whole lot of shit I know. I just don't speak on it.
Yeah. Bobby Bland singing them songs and all that. B.B. King and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drilling down.
Yeah. Oh, man,
Bobby,
not the thrill.
Bobby, you got anything? Anything we need to talk about? Come on, man. I don't really want to cut the show off. It's too early, isn't it? We got some accomplished there. I feel a little warm and fuzzy. Boss come on in and tore me up last night with some lies. So anybody else going? Anybody else got any lies they want to put out? Any rumors and anything they want to start?
No, I don't think they got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys still need to maintain a positive attitude about the safety gear, yeah, man.
By what now? By what, Bobby?
I said, guys still need to maintain a positive attitude about the safety gear.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir?
Find your suit,
yes,
your helmet, gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Your limbs mean a whole lot to you. That's your livelihood. That's your life. It's a part of life.
Now, dog, mm-hmm. did I hear somebody say they was coming out with some fake driving suits and shit?
Yeah, they said they had some. Yeah, they said they did have some knockoffs. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, you got a lot of motherfuckers that gained a lot of weight around here lately. I mean, they got some suits that they could probably donate. You know,
okay.
Use them, whatever.
My body. I don't know why these people are asking these questions, but I believe somebody be on that back line that we don't know be on there. Bobby, you want to go ahead and explain what's the – no, the question is you want to go ahead and explain what's the status of that 484-5-inch belt? Go ahead and explain what's the status on that and what we're working on right now, Bobby. You want to go ahead and explain that, Bobby?
That's Trigger Man belt, eh?
No, hold on. Bobby can explain it. If you just be quiet, Bobby can explain it. Go ahead, Bobby.
I mean, what do you want me to explain about? What you mean?
Just what we talked about on the morning show this morning. What we already, you know, what we talked about on the morning show this morning. You forgot?
About who we just need. I said that we was really going to sit down and see how should we do it going forward.
No, that was for the rules. Okay, I started off for you, Bobby, for you, though. Okay, what happened is Bobby got a 4 that is supposed to be given away at his races. It was a 484-5-inch belt.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get it at the Tennessee Madness, and we didn't get the chance to give it out. So Bobby said he was going to come down and Trigger Man race at Medication and roll it over there, and whoever wanted to shoot out over there would get the belt. All right, well, Bobby came down with COVID, and he couldn't make it. He couldn't make it over there to Jamie Medication race. And Josie Wales won the belt. So
Clint Eastwood.
But since Bobby didn't make it over there to get a belt in, so the belt still didn't get given out. So when Jamie went over there and knocked off the first seat,
baby daddy,
his choice, the baby daddy is number one man. They said Jamie should have got the belt. So with that being said, Bobby said both of them had a point. The belt is up in the belt is not neither one of them.
Up in the air.
They will run for the belt. Whenever they get a chance to run for the belt, Joseph Wales and backstabber will run for the belt.
Backstabber.
That way the belt will be in circulation.
Good point. And the belt can take off from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where the belt stands. That question came in on the internet. See, that's what I'm saying. That person that sent that question, they must have been on the doggone. They must have been on the morning show this morning on the back line. But go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead and take off from there now.
You know, going forward, I think that we're just going to just draw out how the belt should be passed around in the 484-5-inch shootout. And they made a real good point. You know, I was actually going to do it for the shootout, but they said that back that you can't challenge a person in the damn shootout for the damn belt. So I feel like I'm gonna do a belt next week, next month. And I'm gonna give it out to Mike here, whoever just gonna do the shootouts, and that belt would be like the barrel of the week. I mean, be the king of the goddamn shootout. I mean, you need a shootout belt and a grudge race belt.
Mm-hmm.
The grudge race belt is being challenged from week to week, from day to day. I mean, that's just it. And the grudge races will follow,
well,
it'll follow Mike and Will, however they do their shootout.
Now, Mike, let's look at it like, Bobby, let's look at it like this here, kid. Everybody, they always come on here and claim, oh, man, we don't want no belt. We just want the money. We don't give a damn about no belt. But every time they got one, they be wanting one now. So don't say the belt don't mean nothing, because it don't mean nothing when you ain't got it. That's when it don't mean nothing, when you ain't got it. That's the only time it don't mean nothing. You get it. You be trying to do everything you can to try to keep it. Because, I mean, you know, the money gone.
Yeah.
That belt, you can walk around and symbolize it that, hey, that belt is something like, you know, it's a trophy. Like a trophy, you know?
Right. Prestige.
I did have it out for the shootout, but I didn't have everything drawn out. I had something thought in my head, and Dog them told me I was going the wrong way with it. So, I mean, if you look at if you did it just for two people that's there, I mean, Baby Daddy whooped. Got there King Kong, and then Uncle Sam whooped me. So, I mean, you had a toss up to give them the belt, somebody the belt right there. And, yeah, both of them turned out to be a winner, so you couldn't do it. So.
Well, somebody just sent another good question, and I've seen you do it before. He said, should the promoters be the one to help to make sure if a guy ain't got his safety equipment and all that stuff on, should the promoter let him race in the shootout race or the race that he's in? Should the promoter start looking at that stuff? Bob, I heard you one time made a dude go there and get a coat of jacket.
I do because, I mean, to have that guy in a situation down there, I mean, that's your race. That ain't really, in the end, it could be your ass, too. Anytime when I'm up there, I mean, but not all the time I'm there. And some guys, I mean, we do have the tech guy that, you know, be lenient on the guys. They ain't got stickers on the cars, and they ain't got this, that, and the third. I mean, but how far do you go with that?
Right.
How far do you go with that when you see somebody splattered out there, just hit the wall? He ain't got a jacket on. He didn't have a helmet on. I mean, you can't wear a Harley Davidson helmet. In no goddamn record. I mean, your brain splattered out. Here I am looking crazy, and everybody looking at me. You never should have did this. You never should have did that. Well, like I said, he never should have gotten in the car like that. But freak accidents happen, man. They prone to happen to any and everybody. And I don't want nobody to be in that situation. I lost a real good friend to that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Something that he didn't want to do, and he did it and got killed and cut. Got body parts cut off his body in his car. So when we leave, man, it's not written that you're coming back. So it's a very dangerous sport. And whatever you could do to prevent anything happening to you or losing your limbs or, I mean, getting your head fractured or going in a coma, please try to do something. It's way less money than what you're betting.
Mm-hmm.
Taking notes to go out there and lock a motherfucker in 105 or 2-on-10 or 3,000 or 1,500 on 1,500, man, take that under consideration, man, because let me tell you something. When you have an accident and lose your life, that motherfucker that you were driving for, he is not going to take care of your family for the rest of their life.
Uh-oh.
Got a point there, Bobby. You got a point there.
He's not going to be there for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You got very few guys that would do that.
Yeah, we got some good questions coming in. If y'all out there listening on the net and everything, or else on the phone, send me them questions. Y'all sending me some good questions today. We gonna try to help them. Today is a good day.
What about chassis certification?
They don't push the issue about the chassis certification. I mean, here lately, I mean, people been, you know, you don't see too many cars twisting up and a lot of guys down here running without the no cage. They do it a lot up north, but they don't do it down here. They've been getting a lot of good chassis work around here lately.
Good report.
you really got to check yourself about that situation.
They didn't start building the cages and stuff, right? See, once people know how to do stuff, they, now it's routine to build a good certified cage. They know how to do it now. In other words, like Bobby
right,
said,
right. You go to
the track, you see 20 cars, 15 of them twisting all up, all, but they don't do that no more now. You're right, Bobby. Good report.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those foolish ass people. I was one of the foolish person that did this shit that I'm telling you. I was finna run drag now for $15,000 on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there to test my car before drag got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I flipped that car 12 times. But the night before, I didn't have a cage in the fucking car. And the guy only did half a cage. He said, well, I'll do the rest of it after you do the race. I said, no, put the cage in there and we're going to run tonight. And he finished the cage. And that car slid and flipped and drug that goddamn top all the way down to that cage and was cut into the cage. And it caught on fire and blew up. And guess what? I didn't have a helmet on. I didn't have a jacket on. I didn't have a fucking seatbelt on.
Yeah, well, you know, you was hard-headed back in them days. You was hard-headed back in them days.
I thank God that I didn't lose my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that damn parachute bracket by me not having a seatbelt on, it went in my back. So the arm went through my back. But you know, it was a minor situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I was flirting with the Undertaker, man.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, everybody can't. You can't take that chance, man. These cars are too goddamn fast. Some of them making them real light, and some of them is real heavy. So it ain't good neither way. But you can get a light car to get down there and get away from your ass real fast. And don't try to be a hero. Try to drive it like Bowley was saying just the other night. You just can't try to be that goddamn hero. Or you can wind up being a zero. So just try to look out for the safety of your man that's driving your car, man.
Bobby, did you see that car up there? I think it was in the DMV area, a Pro Mod or Pro Stock type car. The car left in line, squirrely, and he kept on going and kept going, squirrely all the way down the track, and he ended up at the end of the track hitting the doggone wall. Now, is that a dummy? I ain't calling nobody no dummy, but that's a dummy. If you already got a car that's leaving in line, squirrely, going down the track still squirrely, you still staying in it. Now, is that dumb or what?
Yeah, it's foolish.
Yeah, that's dumb.
He thought he can drive it. That's cool,
that
goddamn car would get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that GTO-looking car or some shit like that?
Yeah, Bobby.
What's the name?
Beautiful car and looking.
We talking about one of us.
It was a lot of money that was wasted right there on that pass.
Yeah.
I saw the car at the end.
The man left it. Before he got to the tree, he was all crooked and going crooked.
He didn't know how to crack that throttle.
And then got down there, like at the eighth mile, went to the right, and then overcorrected and ran head on into the wall.
Mm-hmm. That's where it normally happens. They overcorrect.
When you could have stayed down there where you first got out of groove, and it's over. Bill Shute always say, "Hey, when you knock them tires off, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You can get out of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of it. You done wasted a trip. Don't even worry about it."
I ain't trying to talk about nobody because I'm a driver, and you don't know what you're going to do in that situation. But on the outside looking in, kid, and I always do it too if I'm in it, and I've been in quite a few wrecks myself. He could have just went on in the other lane. He could have just went on in the other lane instead of trying to keep straight. The other car already had passed him. He could have just went on in the other lane.
He could have, but the first thing you should do is crack that throttle.
But you know, like Boat Bowler said last night, when a lot of people said, "Man, you drove that motherfucker, man, you drove
that
motherfucker."
Not the hero shit. Bobby, tell me this here. You towed the wheels to the 100-foot mark, and then all over the track, you come in. How you was driving it with the wheels in there? How you was driving it, Bobby?
You drove it. Goddamn steering wheel up there spinning around by itself. You ain't drove shit.
How you drove it? They come back. Oh, you drove it, man. You a damn.
You drove it on the back wheel. You drove it on the back wheel with your good driving ass.
Yeah.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah. Now, Bobby, this is if you and Brother B or anybody else on there come up with a solution to this here, I'm gonna cut the show off and I'm gonna walk to Alabama. Question come up there. We ain't addressed this old question either, Bobby. All them people on the starting line. All the people on the starting line.
Hey, man. I just say that talk. It's gonna have to take. I ain't gonna say that. I mean, somebody's gonna get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and it might take. It might happen the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bobby, I'm about to call you a lie. I'm gonna call you a lie. Three people got hurt in Orlando, and they still stay.
It's going to take for something. It's going to have to take for something drastic to happen for them to realize that you're in a restricted area. You ain't supposed to be there. But it comes from the promoter and the racetrack. Right now, everybody getting the money in their pocket and not worried about what's going to happen.
This is what happened, Bobby. This is what happened. We had one race at the House of Hoop. They had them police out there. They had them round hats out there, them state troopers. They controlled it. First thing we start crying, we ain't going to the track. Y'all won't let us do it. So they got, quite naturally, like somebody said, money rules everything. Whoever said that was right. As soon as they said that and started crying about they ain't going to do that, they took the state troopers and everything back, and back on the starting line they went.
That was the worst mistake they could have made. If you're into any kind of racing, you're going to come back.
We know that. We know that. But I'm just trying to say that was the threat that people were throwing at that kid. They were throwing
it, that same type of incident happened, but they was on the street. I mean, that lady from Texas, Bonnie, was giving a charity thing for the people out there in Tennessee, and you had a lot of pro mods out there doing burnouts and shit like that for putting on for the whole town. But unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That damn accelerator stuck. That motherfucker went across all them people and killed a whole lot of goddamn people, man.
Mm-hmm.
They killed a lot of innocent people. She out there trying to help the people by doing the little thing for the burnout thing for the people. But look at the freak accident that happened. It killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened to one of those cars that turned sideways, God forbid the people that it's going to pin up against the wall. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
might drag a long way for the accelerator to unstick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was down in Selma, Tennessee.
Yep.
And then they have a lot of kids up on the starting line.
And one of those tires come out from under the car, dog. They're spinning so fast right there.
Break
and,
the axle.
And they just take off running. You ain't going to stop that motherfucking car. You ain't going to stop that the wheel from running. There's a lot of things that can happen. A man can lose control. I've seen cars
mm-hmm.
burn out and hook so hard it jump 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys run out sideways and they can't straighten that car up. Be just like the guy with the Pontiac. Turn sideways and the car goes all the way. What you do? Get your ass in and wipe some people out, man. Yeah. And then it's going to take that for somebody
to
get killed.
You saw what they did that duck race where that car got loose and ran into the damn... The center thing and knocked the wall down.
But just think, it was a lot of people standing there.
Yeah, D.
I heard you say if you would answer this one. And what you just said is true. The sport is dangerous enough by itself. Like that
mm-hmm.
car that went down the corner, down the track and got airborne, went completely across. There are some things in this game you can't prevent. It is what it is. But the things that you can prevent them,
mm-hmm.
the sideline crowding, it has gotten so far out of hand until, what's the answer? Okay, let's see what the answer is. Put you a chain across there, put you a rope across there, put you some cops there, not those high-priced flashlight cops, put some real cops there.
Right.
And if you insist
no
on coming in, you got two choices. Leave the track or go to jail. Your choice.
Right. I bet they ain't gonna do it out there in 66.
A few times. Hold on, kid. It's only got to be done a few times before they wake up and realize Bobby Cole not standing for this no more at his event. Or Wick not going to have this anymore at his event. See, sometimes you have to show, not tell. Right now, we just tell it.
Now, dog, we have betted the same money standing in the stand and had a whole section of handing the money over from one man to another. Same, you're going to bet the same goddamn way. It's inconvenient for the guys that's driving the race cars. They can't
and
see. They're scared to burn out because they don't want to hit nobody. I mean, they can't concentrate on cutting the tree. I mean, because of the spectators in the way. I mean, and another thing is
driving one lane, can't see the drive
so
in the other
far.
Lane. Crazy.
The racers get back. Guys just passing the money off. Won't get out the way for the next man to burn out to make them to pull up to the next race. I mean, this just cigarette butts, paper, everything, cups all over the starting line.
Liquor cups.
And it makes a lot of the guys that you spend a lot of money to keep the track in good condition, it makes them mad. But they just got a job to do to keep fixing.
I got an associate
of
ours, Bobby, here. I'm not going to call his name, Bobby, but you know him. You know what he'd do when they crowd around the car like that? He opened the door and back up. Whoa! He's not going to call
man.
Down. You know what they do? They get out of his way then. If I call his name, you know him. I won't call his name.
Oh, man, don't do that.
He's been known to open the door on him.
There's dangers up there of just for one of us to be up there with the car.
What that nozzle bottle blowed up there?
That was something else. They just put a picture up there. But that bottle is dangerous, and we still use it. But I think I'm going to order me two of them tomorrow, so I ain't even fucking around.
Oh, man.
My son do those bottles, so. Yeah, he do the bottle, so I'm going to go ahead and get me two warmers.
Now, the torches are cheaper now.
Quit joking, dude.
I haven't had my bottles that long. I got about 30 bottles. I mean, I bought a lot of them when Mike told me to come, but I haven't had them bottles ever since then, you know. I'm going to trade some of them in. But now, these feed shops, we'll trade them in for a little bit of money and get, you can upgrade the money because now what they told me at Speed Tech, the bottles got dates on them. And now they can't fill bottles that's out of date. But they will trade them in for a certain amount of money.
They just don't nobody didn't do. They've been supposed to do that. You're supposed to check their date on there.
He said that they down on their ass about it now. So if you got a bottle up and look at that situation, how old the bottle is and look at the date. And you could trade them in for a couple $100 and get your new bottle. They are doing that. All the guys that are doing these nitrous kit and got nitrous systems, they're allowing you to trade their bottles in and trade the old bottles in and get the new bottles. So you need to look into that if you know what I'm saying, if you got time. Because now I'm going to tell you what those bottles do in case a lot of people don't know. I mean, they build up a whole lot of trash in them. They do get sand in them over a significant amount of time. I mean, the bottles break down on the inside and has a lot of shit in the bottles. And that will get in the nitrous system and fuck up the tuna, fuck up the motor. I had
sand
in the motherfucker,
Bobby,
man.
Bobby, hold up. Y'all listen up. I'm finna read this now. Just look on Facebook. I caught hell this weekend about spitting the winning. So I thought about adding a new rule. all races that run, blah, 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 you must finish the race and run the final. Unless we run out of time, then you can split. Joker's already going to start doing it, what we just talked about, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I know some of the companies like SpeedTech and Switzer, if you buy five or more bottles, like I just try to buy 10, they give you a big discount. But if you buy, I think it's five or more, they actually give people pretty good discounts on them things, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely think a lot of people need to upgrade. Cause I used to always try to buy 10.
Yeah,
you know, they were like, you get fucking $25, $30, $40 off a bottle, you know, if you buy so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
like
$10,
maybe like
$125. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I used to buy a pair of 10 for like $115 for all 10. Then you get with somebody else that needs them and buy a bunch of them.
Yeah,
if somebody needs them, I buy them. You know, if somebody needs a bunch of them, I buy 10 or 15. Just, you can have them at cost. I mean, if they want to help, help their cause.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point there, Mike.
I got my 15. I'm finna trade them in. Peace it.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Oh, man, not the Ice Man.
On trade, that's really the ticket.
Not the Ice Man, Shannon Jenkins.
Yeah. Oh, Shannon. I mean, you can call down there.
Some of them
playing
the head torches on them.
I'm waiting on them to get through talking.
They said we had that on TikTok yesterday. He said those bottles are made the same way, just a thin. They make a thinner piece of the aluminum. It's thinner to make the bottles lighter. Then they put that carbon fiber that we used on there, and it just as strong. They the same strong, hold the same thing. They say the same shit. They just lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean at least if you buy carbon fiber. You know ain't nobody hauling to put no torch on them.
You ain't seen nobody yet, Mike.
I heard of somebody doing it, but I ain't seen the Joker put a torch on it. I seen the Joker put a torch on it. Oh my God, I'm scared. Now when I seen that, I did. That's why I was asking.
You gotta. I mean, you gotta be extra safe with the motherfuckers. You don't want to crack it. I mean, crack something on it. I mean, you don't want to start to crack it. You gotta lay them in a certain position. You can't drop it. You gotta put it in right.
That's what I think happened about a year ago, Bobby. One bottle fell or something, it knocked me. Open the valve, Mike, if they put the torch to that steel bottle, that carbon fiber bottle is in trouble.
Hold up, kid. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Now explain how they make them carbon fiber bottles. I know the thing. We talking about it, safety and everything. We going on a little safety stuff over here. Explain how they do them carbon fiber bottles. How you say they wrap them things?
Okay, a carbon fiber bottle is made with an aluminum bottle that's probably about 4 or 5 times thicker than a Coca-Cola bottle. And then it is wrapped with the carbon fiber and the epoxies to it gets to the point to where it's thick enough and it has enough tension on it to where it can hold the pressure. They're originally designed as air cylinders for firefighters. And in aircrafts, and their strength is all of the cords.
If they put a torch on there, what would happen if they put a torch on a carbon fiber bottle?
It will delaminate, and it instantly has to be thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
So yours is like a fish net, you know you. It's layers, and you start getting those layers standing up, and they'll start getting loose all the way mm-hmm. through the wrapping, and at that point, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. The reason we asked was we saw a guy put a torch on a carbon fiber ball. We saw him put it on there. He got away with it.
Man.
So how long does it take? It
depends on how much heat he actually got on there. But if you could see a burn mark on the lamination,
mm-hmm.
it's damaged. I mean, that's just it's damaged right there and it's stopped. How bad is bad?
Okay,
that's pretty damn bad.
Yeah. Well, Mike Hill and Bobby Colden was talking about you can get the bottles recertified. Can you get them recertified, Ernie? Can you get them recertified?
Yes, you can get them recertified, but if they see any marks, dings, or damage, or any burn marks, they will not recertify
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right, y'all got anything else for me?
On the regular bottles, Ernie, are you only speaking about the carbon bottles or the old bottles, the short bottles?
Any of the regular aluminum bottles, they have a hydrostat date that should be hydrostated every 5 years. If they've shown burn marks on them or divots, dings, anything showing wear on the bottle, then it cannot be federally rehydrostated.
Okay. So, Ernie, what's the benefit of a carbon bottle over aluminum bottle? Is there any benefit, or do you think it's any benefit?
You're gonna be a little bit lighter, and you're carrying a lighter bottle. You're gonna be carrying 12 pounds of nitrous versus 10. And then when the bottles aren't in the car, they need to be in a cushioned area where they are not bouncing up and down and rolling around in your bottle rack. If they're rolling around in the bottle rack, it's going to start wearing the bottom and the sides out. And as they get signs of wear, they're going to void the warranty on those.
Which one of them heat up the fastest? If you put them in a water bath or however, or put a blanket on them, which one of them heat up the fastest?
Probably the aluminum bottle. Because it's got more metal-to-metal contact with the heater blanket. Now, in a water bath, it's not going to make any difference because your water bath is about 15 times more efficient over a blanket. So the water is going to give you a faster transition of the heat.
Which one of them go down the fastest? Which one of them lose pressure the fastest when you're purging them?
On the two bottles, they'll go down about the same. So there's not much change there. The major change is in the way that the nitrous is heated up. With a blanket, it's wrapped completely around the bottle, so it's heating the bottle and the liquid contents. If you're using a torch and the bottle's in there, it at an angle. And most of the people are working and putting the heat up there around the shoulder of the bottle. Well,
mm-hmm.
that means you're heating up the bottle itself, not the liquid. The liquid is actually down there more toward the base of the bottle because
mm-hmm.
it lays out in a pool. So if you're up there on that upper to mid shoulder, then the problem is coming in that you're just heating up the bottle, and that's allowing the nitrous to heat up, but you're changing the molecular structure of the aluminum up here in the shoulder area because you're heating up just the metal itself.
When I mm-hmm.
drain the bottle and clean the nitrous bottle out?
If you trust the people that are filling your bottle, the nitrous doesn't go bad. And if they got a good filter on their fill station, you'll never have any trash in your bottle. Now, I would say every 4 or 5 years, just for the hell of it, pull it out, check the bottle, see if there's any trash in it, change the O-ring on the bottle valve, and put it back in.
No, Ernie, what do you mean, Ernie? You covered it the other day. He want to know people said we empty our bottles every 2 or 3 times and put all fresh in there. He want to know about that, Ernie. That's what he's talking about. When do you drain your bottle and just take all of it out and fill it all back up? That's what he's talking about.
It you really don't need to do that. Nitrous doesn't go bad. And when they say, well, you know, they're going to get air in the nitrous bottle. There's no way for air to get in the nitrous bottle. With the pumps that are being used, you're working with a high-pressure pump that moves liquid by a solid-state discharge. As it goes on the downstroke, it's got a chamber that fills up with liquid nitrous. And when it pushes it up, the liquid nitrous goes up and goes out through a check valve into your bottle. There's no air that's running that pump getting into the nitrous. There's no problem with
that. What are you really talking about? Because we all thought this, and I did too until I found out different. It's just like a farm on a bottle of beer, Ernie. They think they get that head on it, and you're supposed to let it off. And I think that's what he's talking about, because we used to all do that. We used to always drain the ball after so many runs. Get like a foam on the head
what
of the
about,
beer.
What about
foam on the head of the beer.
What about overfilling, the pros and cons of overfilling the bottle?
There are no good reasons to overfill a bottle. The bottle has got weighs 15 pounds empty. It has 10 pounds of content, so it weighs 25 pounds. If you put an extra pound in there, you're taking about 20% of the chamber out, and now you're going to start getting radical pressure spikes. 2 pounds more is you've really pushed it to a point of it's going to blow the safety. If you've got it up to as much as 5, that means that bottle's filled all the way to the absolute top. And just setting it on the floor, the heat from the floor and the expansion will blow the safety off of it.
But like we all used to back when we were learning, we always knew that. The bottle said 25, and we try to pack 26 and a half. Well, at the same token, that bottle heat up fast. It'll heat up super fast, but then when you open the valve, they say you know you at 800. It done dropped off 3 times faster than you heat it up because you overfull.
Yeah, that's the right. The overfull. Yes, sir.
Hey, so what's the reason for the blowdown tube? So like
blowdown tube if the pop off valve blows off, that it turns the discharge down and out of the car so it cannot get on somebody. Nitrous is minus 128 degrees Fahrenheit. If it gets on you, you instantly have frostbite.
Ernie, go back. All right, let him answer one at a time. Ernie, go back to the one about the overfill right quick. You never did finish the overfill, Ernie.
All right, if you overfill a bottle by 1 extra pound, you're taking about 20% of the head chamber out
we're talking about the one where Mike said that when he overfilled it, and then the pressure dropped faster when it overfilled. Yeah. He said
a pound and a half. You are running now 26 and a half pounds. In a normal afternoon, let's say 70 to 85, is that going to really make a difference? It's going to show a little high pressure. You could probably get by with it. Then when you open the bottle up, you're going to be letting pressure off, and because now you got that extra line out there, the bottle pressure is going to drop down. But on a day like this last weekend where they said it was 110 to 114 degrees and that bottle was in the back window of a fastback, that bottle probably saw 150 to 160 degrees. So it did not have a chance to cool down. And since they replaced the safety with a pipe clean, it immediately faded at the bottom.
Hey, well, hold up, Ernie. Let me ask Mike. Hey, Mike, you done use both bottles, the carbon fiber and the aluminum. Does the pressure go down faster or up or down faster? Do you, Mike? You done use both of them, Mike. Mike here.
I heard that the aluminum, I mean, the carbon fiber bottle.
Say it again, dog. You don't use both the carbon fiber and the regular bottles. Do the pressure go down faster or quicker, up or down quicker with the carbon fiber bottles?
No, it don't go.
Okay.
All right.
I ain't
seen no
problem. Okay. Ernie, they said if you had your choice, which one you would you use, a aluminum bottle or the carbon fiber bottle, and why?
I would use a aluminum bottle. Because number one, we're not sucking the bottom of every bottle out. So I'd rather have a regular 10-pound bottle. We have a consistent pressure drop that we're working with. You're normally going to drop pressure of about 75, 80 pounds in a pass, depending on what jets you're running in your nitrous system. A carbon fiber bottle, you have special transportation needs to transport those bottles. They need to be transported in a crate so that they don't get scratched up or dented up. There's just a little...
You break it up.
There's never happened.
Break it up a little bit.
So, you know, the carbon fiber today probably about $750 to $800. You know, I just don't see what it's worth the extra for the little bit of weight savings that you're going to get. You're going to be carrying an extra 7 pounds per bottle that you're going to put in the car. So you spend all the money to take weight off the car, now you want to put 15 pounds back on it.
Okay. All right, Ernie, going back to sleep then. We just had a couple of tech questions we're going to get off of you. You got your tech talk. After midnight. Go back to sleep, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate it, baby.
Yeah, we'll go.
All right.
Comic Con Nitrous, 1-800-743-8255.
Don't get him to start, Bobby. Come on, please, Bobby. Don't get him started. Please don't get him started. Please don't.
I got Comic Con Nitrous on my car.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Then what?
What's your mic?
No, that was kid, I think, though.
Oh. Yeah.
No, we made him up for weight, dog. We made him up for weight. Like, even though we ran carbon bottles, we didn't fill him up. We still ran 10 pounds. That way we lost
14. So that carbon bottle, you can put 12 pounds in the carbon bottle?
Yeah, you can have more.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah, man. Everybody, come on, man. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm looking for some parts, y'all. I'm looking for some parts. I need a set of 33 10-5W. If anybody can get their hands on the set, this is switchable. I really need them bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I had a brand new set of Hoosiers.
They'll hurry up and get no glue. We don't see a bunch of them coming back.
Yeah,
I don't know when you can find mine.
Yeah. I'm finna go out there and get mine. I got mine. I went out there and got mine.
If anybody finds some, let me know.
All right. Got the preacher, boy. 3310-5W. Yeah.
You check win on circle, preacher, boy?
What'd you say?
You check one or circle?
I didn't hear you, sir.
So did you check one or circle?
Somebody got to have a set. Yes, I did. I checked around the world. That's why I'm checking with my family now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking with my drag racing family now. They discontinued the tire. So now I'm trying to find out if anybody got a brand new set laying around in the house, the basement.
You didn't got the car?
I got them.
No, I'm messing with one of my other vehicles.
They, They want some 16-inch wheel.
Right, I need it for 15.
Yeah, I got them for 16.
I'm trying to see what the hell I did with mine.
Yep, I need them for 15. I know if worse comes to worse, it's going to wind up buying some 16s and have to buy some more rims. That's going to be
mm-hmm. No, hey, preacher boy, you ain't gonna believe it,
yes.
Now, preacher boy. You ain't gonna believe it, but I think somebody else on there can back me up. Them 29, you can get some 29.5 and do the same thing them 33s do. And you probably can find some 29.5.
I understand that, but right now I'm looking for some 33s for a certain reason.
Yeah.
What we got.
Yeah, it might not look good up under your car, but them 29.5 do the same thing them 33 will. Maybe run, it might run a little faster because you put
mm-hmm.
in less weight.
I'm gonna be looking for a set of those too. Listen, I'm gonna be looking for a set of those.
You running tubes in them? You running tubes in them? Preacher boy, you running tubes?
I'm running tubes in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be looking for both 29.5 and
33. Yeah, I got a pretty good show so far, man. If anybody got a more question, let's go and get it. While we being sensible tonight, we being very sensible tonight. Done covered a lot of shit, a lot of good stuff. Anybody got something? I'm gonna go ahead and go. Boss ain't gonna get on here and wear me out again tonight. I ain't finna go out and rock.
Oh man,
King Ralph.
I'm tired.
Yeah, dog. If anybody know of any, you can get in contact with me, dog. You got my number both ways.
Yeah, we got you. We got you, preacher boy.
I'm tired.
If anybody got something,
I'm going back on you.
Yeah.
Man. I see where that BS
made me
said damn blue shit come from Germany.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Miles already came on that loop dog. He already came on and told us about this stuff. You made me stay on last night and get jumped on.
Yeah, we good right now, dog. You're good. I think Tony's good. He got.
He saw Luthanol. Jeff Miles already came on and told us about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was only
produced in Germany, but they working on getting it, building their own also.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Walmart got some Gorilla Glue.
Kid, about to go meet some up in a minute. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got 2 gallons of that track bike, but that track bike stuff. They said they were using that. I got 2 gallons of that track bike stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just put it on the wheels on the sideline. How we do it on the sideline? I used to put it on the tires on the sideline. Put down that VDC.
Mm-hmm.
If
I get y'all the ingredients. Would y'all be willing to put the money up to get it, make it?
No, if the folks couldn't make it at the factory, it's too expensive and it's dangerous to make. You know damn well we ain't going to do it.
Right.
Yeah,
right. It's dangerous. That's why.
It's dangerous.
Pajo, welcome to No Prep.
No. Kid, everybody going to make it seem like it was it is. The article I read today, everybody got glue. They just being more cautious with it just in case. By the time they
mm-hmm.
do, they're going to be done all of that. They even mentioned dollars and testing their glue. Now, the article's told everything, man. It's alarming. But it ain't alarming as we think it is, man.
The track's basically saving they good glue for selected events right now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But now, to be honest, people like Jeff Miles and Don and Donovan are going to be ahead of the crowd just in case they do, because
mm-hmm.
they already started using it and trying to make it work. And the guys with the slick now, of the Yahweh kid, they said they use it with no, they didn't see no difference. I mean, because you know y'all on prep, they have no way with the stuff. So they said that regular stuff,
they ain't real fans up there, so the glue don't make a whole lot of
sense. Oh, man. Damn, Mike, how long you been holding that in, Mike?
Now, hey, that's the wrong answer, kid. How long y'all been slow? How long y'all been slow, kid?
Oh, okay then. All right.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. They have speeded up a lot. They have speeded up a lot.
I know. Hey, now, Brother D was going 650. He might go 649 now.
Oh man!
Hey, dog, I remember the first time I went. The first time I went to Chicago was, I think, me and them racing. Seven up. They went. They took seven up there.
Seven up. Whooped everything up there. Whooped everything up there. Seven up. The slowest car we had down there. Whooped them. Whooped everything up there.
Mm-hmm.
Big tire, small tire, in between tire, and everything.
They're still looking for seven up. They decided to go with Coach.
Yeah, you're right,
Mike. Open a smile, huh?
It's not. Uh-oh. 312-1227. Who's that? 312-1227.
Be in trouble now. Be in trouble now. Hey, Mr. Mike Hill, I respect you a whole lot, but don't talk that slow shit about up north, or I'll lock your ass in.
Damn. Boom.
Hey, Yeah.
He said back. Let me play this. Let me play the song he made famous. He stopped playing it though. He over there trying to. Hey, oh, I forgot Mudbone. You can't play the gospel and the hip hop stuff at the same time, man. I said, what the hell you doing playing it?
Bobby, on the motor. On the motor. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm sitting on my train break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor. On the motor.
I'm sitting on my train break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor. On the motor.
Pow. There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
That is Big Eddie right there. The winner's on the phone right now. He got a pair of brand new. Hey, preacher boy, get them dog on it. Slicked off a Big Eddie car. He ain't using them.
Oh, man.
He ain't using
them. Hold on. What you say now?
Hey, they're preacher boy. Get them.
Big Eddie got some 3310 5s. He ain't using them. He got them on his car. He ain't using them.
Man, but let preacher boy get them. They done drive ride it.
You got a point there.
Kelly
Springfield. Oh, man, that's a Kelly Springfield.
Kelly Springfield.
Yeah. Man, I Firestone and Sears Roebuck, and it had another little place down in Bethel. I was just going there and just look at the tires and just smell them.
Yeah. Now, don't care if you back in the day, if you had eight kids, if you was back in the day, you had a set of Kelly Springfield, you was a bad man.
Yeah,
they,
sure. West Powell. I just go over
West Powell. Then they came out with the Firestones, or kid. Then they came out with the Firestones.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
Firestone. You said we used to get them Firestone Blim Slick, and they used to, man, they was cheap. They was good. They was cheap. All you gotta do is say, they used to call them Blims. Give me a set of them Firestone Blims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who just came out the first race? No, Mick, no. The one other Mick. Somebody else came with the first radio. Damn, I can't think of the name of it. My brother had some.
Who made a child like
Eminem,
a radio Eminem for Dirt Track?
Eminem?
Came
yeah.
out with the first radio.
Yeah.
Had about a big goddamn 75 Regal. 455, brother.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Who the hell
is
good?
Big Eddie.
Big
Eddie. That's
you
know, Big
Eddie. You call the lead.
Nah, that ain't me, dog. I'm on mute, dog.
Well, I got a bunch of noise out there. We're going to get out of here anyway, though.
Fog on the plate.
Y'all got it. Y'all got anything else, man? Been a pretty good show. I got to meet today. Been a pretty good show, man. Anybody got anything before we get out of here? Anybody got anything before we get out of here? Anybody? Get us out of here, Bobby.
Hey. Let me put a play come together, dog.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Ain't do that. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
kid, yeah. What you got to go? Kid, Bobby, kid, or my year, what y'all got? Anything? Anybody got anything? Come on.
No, I ain't got none, dog. I ain't got none.
Michael,
good show, Willie dog.
I got, we couldn't get out here. Tune in tomorrow, guys. I got a question that y'all might want to, since y'all know this, y'all might want to tune in tomorrow, God's will. I'm gonna ask that question.
Mrs.
Gansett, question that. Come on, man, Mrs. Gansett came
with
me.
Have you got the
I'm
question?
Going on
what is